In a world gone mad comes a story of terror like no other. From the mind of Enid Blyton, director Sam Peckinpah, the moderator. They thought they could say anything. They were wrong. Starring Burt Reynolds' brother Ted as Ab, the founder. Charles Aznavour as Benoit, the man with the outrageous French accent. Hattie Jakes stars as Frank, the salt guy. And Noel Coward as Rick, the voice that just wouldn't shut up. Special guest stars Kenneth Williams and John Inman appear as JLB and Napoleon Wilson, the critics. And Roller's dog Rosie as Marty Feldman. Coming to a podcast near you soon, the moderator.
It's Saturday, the 29th of the 5th. Fakeholders Radio, fakeholders.com. Fakeholders Radio, fakeholders.com. Sorry. I'm here by myself at the moment. Oh, no, Johnny's list, sorry. Johnny's list there. Unmute
evening.
You.
Evening. Evening.
Sorry, man. Yeah, I was going to wait for a bit, then I thought, well, why not? I'm not really making any noise, apart from roaming around. Whatever. So, yeah, how's things?
Yeah, good. Good. Cold, but good.
Oh, man. Man. Well, Sydney. Oh, well, when I say cold, last week we had six, or, you know, it got six in the morning, which was, that's pretty cold here. It would have been colder before I got up. But Sydney was only 11, but the wind chill factor
would
have to have been way, way up or down or whatever. You know, it was freezing. And then I drove up here, and it's actually not that bad. It's cold, but Sydney's worse than the mid-north coast, which is saying something. But apparently mate's up in Byron Bay, and he reckon it's freezing up there. So, but isn't it winter? Isn't it quite normal?
Well, it is. It is. We're having supposed to be having a minus one tonight. So,
yeah, well, you get it up there. I know you get it up there.
Exactly right. It's a different climate, but...
You get it. But you get it. It's either stinking hot or it's freezing.
Yeah. There is autumn and spring do give... There are some lovely days, but...
Yeah.
But it's been a really cold early winter here, like... I mean, I kind of like it. I don't mind it. It's like you were talking about before with the wind. If the wind's not blowing, I take the dog for a walk in the morning when there's frost on the ground and it is cold, but it's all right. But if the wind's blowing, it's a different story. It's not very pleasant.
Yes. No, I'm the older I get. I mean, I grew up in New Zealand. We went to school, you know, crushing ice. I mean, obviously, we can't complain compared to Canada. But I remember going to school and the Maori kids, they just didn't feel it, you know, because they'd grown up, or, you know, two generations before without shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd walk to school bare feet, and the, you know, the white people, or the, you know, Pākehā or whatever, they used to be, oh, how terrible. But it was actually quite natural for them to have no shoes. And they would be, I kid you not, like, you'd see, you know, you'd have a kind of a hill in one of the playgrounds, with it, you know, covered in ice, and everyone was, you know, running down, skating down the hill. These guys never had shoes on, and they weren't cold.
Yeah.
Probably never got sick either, you know. So we've turned into a bunch of poofs, basically. That's all I'm going to say. And we lost our, because obviously there's obviously power of the mind over the cold. You know, if you think you're cold, if you think you're sick.
Yeah. Exactly right. And we've had a few mornings recently, because I walk my dog every morning before I have to lock her away because she won't stay in the backyard. So I take her for a walk every morning to wear her out a little bit. And the other morning I was out there, it was frost. It would have been, it was zero or just below zero. And we had frost and everything. And I just had my shorts and a short sleeve shirt on and went and walked in it, and it was lovely. I mean, it was cold, but there was no wind. It was brisk. It was good.
when I was in the building, in the shop, a friend of mine's an Irish guy, he used to wear a singlet and shorts, and he said to me he just doesn't feel the cold. And I believe
I wear shorts all year round, like even in winter here, like everyone says to me at work, like, aren't you cold? And I'm like,
that's an Australian thing, but it's true. Yeah. But people overseas probably don't, you know, especially when you're in a proper cold climate like Canada. I couldn't cope with that. I'm sorry, I just couldn't cope with it. I don't care what anyone says, I'd go mad.
Well, that's a different story. You wouldn't be wearing shorts Yeah, like it's cold
here. You'd probably die if Ab wore shorts. You'd probably die.
It gets to minus 4 or 5 degrees in South Australia, but it's only in the overnight and in the morning. Once the sun comes out, it starts to warm up. So, and I always look at that. That if I got shorts on all year round, I'm getting my dose of sun in winter as much as I can. So.
Yeah. Well, I sit out in the sun. I usually stay brown or. Because in the backyard here, it's absolutely beautiful, you know, and out the front's freezing, but out the back's usually nice. Speaking of prisoners, we weren't, but Frank the Salt Guy, the man locked up in Victoria.
Oh, they locked up again. I don't watch TV or listen to the radio, so I'm a little bit ignorant.
I'm sure he'll have a little vent. But yeah, they did they had 5 people had the sniffles, and they've locked the town down again. And they've got, wow. You know, there was a huge protest, which is good to see. Good to see. Hopefully enough people are just going, nah, fuck this, you know, because you know who they're going to, this is coming, they're coming after small business. The guys that got smashed around last time, because we had JobKeeper, which was, you know, $2,500 a month, put in your bank account. With, you know, whether you worked or not, or you know, whether you lost your money, that's gone now. So, things aren't looking particularly groovy for the people. You know, small businesses. I've had to throw out half this. You know, if you bought a week's worth of stock, if you had a fish shop, or things that go off. That you've lost all your money. I don't know about fish you can freeze, I suppose, but there'd be a lot of perishables, especially bakers and things like that, would be having to throw all their stuff out. And guess who, though, he'll be cruising along, no problem whatsoever, Woolies and big supermarkets. No problem. This is the same thing
who,
that happened.
Who doesn't make you sign in? Woolies.
Woolies? You know. No, They couldn't care. Which is, and that's the reason why you go there, because you go, oh, well, I'm not going to get harassed by some well-meaning old bat that, you know, thinks that you're going to kill them by, oops.
You're listening.
LSB33.
I'm Rachel.
Konoku.
I'm Original Simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful little clever thing. Thanks, Velocet and the narrator, Mr. Fast Value. It's just pathetic, isn't it? You know, it's so obvious what they're doing. You know, they're just picking on the vulnerable. Just like they've always done, mind you. This is no
surprise, obvious to us, but...
Not to the vaccine junkies out there. I said to this guy yesterday.
You're right. Keep going.
I know, I was with clients, you know, I get around, obviously, a lot, and I was at one job yesterday, and the guy there, same age as me, in finance, so, you know, and with a lot more money than me, but he said, he goes, what do you think, you know, because he's looking, he had to go on medication last year, because he's got something wrong, you know, something that possibly I've got as well, the arteries. His blood wasn't going around. So I got bad circulation, but he got tested. I've been tested and they said nothing's wrong with me. He got tested and they put him on Lipronol, statins. And I said to him, don't take him. Take him. And then next thing, he goes, I'm only taking a quarter of one or half of one. And I said, well, whatever. But anyway, he said to me yesterday, what are you going to do? What are you, because I said, I'm not fucking getting it. I said, did you watch, what was it? There was a BBC producer, a female, 44, was it? 44, 43, 40, could have been
44. It was 44.
Suspicious. 44 died, the number of deaths, on Saturday night. It was on the mainstream news that she died of a blood clot in the brain from the AstraZeneca. And then William Shakespeare, he had the Pfizer jab, he died. So I said to him... he died last Saturday as well. So there's two big level, you know, advertising of the thing. And he said to me, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'm not taking it. And he goes, how? And I just said, well, just not having it. You know, it was like the way he asked me, he was like, how on earth can you not have one? You know, like, it's like just simply by not taking it.
Yeah.
And the way he was, you know, he was incredulous, you know, like, because I said to him, if you've got that issue and you take that thing, you've got blood issues and clotting issues, you know, especially him, he's got arthritis. Hey, what's it called when you get your artery pardoned? Morning. We're just being disgusting.
Arterial sclerosis.
That's it. Well, he's got that. And I said to him, a client of mine. We were discussing the vaccine yesterday, I just said, look, if you've got any issue, I said, all I do is research and stuff, don't take it. And he was like, no, you know, like, he's looking at me like, you know, like I'm a bit mad, obviously, as he did when I told him at the World Economic Forum, never heard of it before, and he's in high finance.
Everyone is clueless.
Yeah,
there's so many things happening in Canada right now, I can't even keep up. I wish I did a show last night, but I can't even keep up now. Organizers of protests are being arrested. Digging up children's bodies at the residential schools for the Indians. Do you remember Kevin Annette? I interviewed him.
Yes.
I know that story. That's a big story.
Well, interestingly enough, this story just broke yesterday. It's not exactly a new story, but why are they breaking it? Well, because they're passing UNDRIP, the Indigenous Rights bullshit of the United Nations.
That passed yesterday
in our parliament. It goes to the Senate now, which is your House of Lords.
That will disgust the public, so they have to get compensation. You know,
well, I don't know what it means. I really don't even have a clue what it means, but all these things are happening at the same time, Rick. It's crazy.
Suspicious?
Well,
yes.
And Kevin Annette has been talking about the genocide of Indians at residential schools for 25 years.
Oh,
and he lost everything by talking about it. And it's probably true. I mean, they're fakeologists, but...
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't care.
Well, look at the horror stories. The orphanages. Well, it's been a story. I've always been interested in people that have been locked away for nothing in orphanages and things like that. Because my father's brothers got locked, put in one, and they were horribly abused, and they're all dead now. So it does happen. You know what I mean? And
Rick, you got a little bit of noise on your mic. It's just rubbing your face, I think.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, I've got, you know, family experience with orphanages, because my father found his adopted brothers after he didn't do it till he was 50, and two had committed suicide and one was still alive, but they were all put in
the orphanage. Yeah, but it's terrible. Tyranny is rising in Canada. I can hardly believe I'm talking about it. It's crazy. All the organizers are getting arrest warrants out before they even organize a protest. They basically are just told, you organize a protest,
you're going to jail. Remember when that happened here and everyone was saying, oh, that won't happen. Remember there was that girl got arrested in Victoria and she'd only just made a Facebook post and next thing popped her door.
Yes.
And everyone said, oh, that's bullshit. That would never happen.
Well, I don't know if that one is real. I don't even know if these arrest warrants are valid, honestly. They're not even valid, but they put them out anyway. Like, it sounds like they're just using lawfare. They're abusing the law. They're not using it properly, but no one's challenging it. So if I just say I'm going to arrest you for breathing, well, of course that's insane, but that doesn't mean a judge can't put an order through.
The lawyers are just... The whole system is falling apart. I know, but I want to say something about the lawyers. Like, call them a certain name, but they're just pieces of garbage. Like, they don't stand up. They just follow the...
They're in their own union. They're in their own union. It's called the bar.
Yeah.
It's sewn up, and it has been for years, and you can't do anything about it unless you've got lots of money, and publicity, possibly, if you're lucky to get it.
Playing games with Kevin J. Johnson. He's been in jail for a few days now. And I think he's a real guy, personally. He certainly talks and acts like one. He sees, certainly
He's awesome. He's awesome.
But they're using Lawfare to hold him in jail now.
Well, what about Chris Sky and all these other? It is going on for sure. I mean, they can't all be bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, the actual, they just keep harassing.
Well, Chris Sky was told he'll be arrested if he goes through Manitoba. But you can't get to Ontario unless you go through Manitoba. There's no way around it unless you go. Manitoba goes all the way up to the Arctic Circle.
Can he get a helicopter?
Well,
I'm joking.
No, I'm not even. Well, he was in a helicopter, but he was in a helicopter in BC last time he was out.
What about the couple that got arrested in Belarus or whatever, and the police said there's a bomb on the plane and made the plane land?
I don't know. I'm too concentrating on Canada now. I couldn't care less.
Isn't Belarus not pushing back against the whole thing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the narrative. I'm stuck here in Canada. We got way too many other things in Canada to worry about.
Yeah, well, poor old Frank's up in the middle getting bashed around up there as well. He's muted. He can't even talk. He's so upset. But he's probably... Oh, here he is.
I'm not suffering at all.
No, I'm joking.
I'm having a very pleasant time, I have to say.
Yeah, but I was only joking. Yeah.
So what is the deal, Frank? What is going on, Frank?
We've been naughty.
We've been sneezing on each other.
We went to the football. And we should have known when they said you could go to the football that was, you know...
Is that what they're using? It came from the football or something? Or
did you look like you're enjoying yourself too much? Were the people smiling without masks?
Karaoke was going full swing.
Right, that's the problem. You need to all walk around glum, miserable.
Miserable, that's right.
Yeah, it's very obvious what you've got to do.
Maybe put some fake blood on you and everything, you know. Like
every now and then, wild.
Guys, how's the vaccination going there? Because there's no way to tell what the uptake rate is in Canada because there's so many lies.
Jam here.
Top.
People love it. It's so bragging about it.
Yep, bragging
away.
So
it's over the top there too, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. All the radio stations hosts keep going on and on and on. And they actually, what they've done now, they prefix it by going, oh, we're getting the AstraZeneca vaccine this afternoon in the office.
Can you believe what's going on, guys? I mean,
let's
do a poll. Are there any fakeologists that are taking the vaccine? That's a good question.
Not me.
I doubt it.
Well, wonderful, we've got Critical Thinker appears. Good man. If he's not just listening. Hello.
Hello.
Are you going to take it... Salty?
I've taken it legally. I've written to the Prime Minister 3 times.
Oh, right, yes.
And I told him, look, I'm going to volunteer, be the first one there, if you like. All you have to do is indemnify me for $10 million. And I did that 3 times. So the story is that I'm now... Yeah, well, I've actually got a letter from the Prime Minister saying that vaccines are voluntary.
Fantastic.
I posted that on the...
I remember.
Yeah, but that's basically a no then from you, so you're not doing that.
Yeah, of course we're not.
Okay, that's good. But Johnny's list
No, I disagree with you, Ab. Legally, I have agreed to be vaccinated. I'm agreeing to be vaccinated.
Right, but it doesn't look like you're going to get a needle in your arm.
As long as I get the passport, that's all I care. As long as I'm allowed to go to karaoke, that's all I'm interested in.
Even though you might be having a droopy face and a brain tumor and a heart attack.
No.
What about Johnny's list? Is Johnny's list vacillating?
Am I going to take it?
Yeah.
No, of course not. Definitely not.
Okay.
And this will be the hard bridge we have to come to, where, you know, if they make it to the point where
it's going to happen. It's going to be fast the way that they're going. It really is going to be fast because already you can see they're saying that what they did here on the news, they said, well, the people of Victoria, this is including Frank in this broad sweeping statement, are all really upset because the Prime Minister, Mr. What's his name? I can't even remember his name. Scott Morrison.
Gomo.
ScoMo, he didn't roll out the vaccine fast enough, and that's why they've all got
it. It's his fault again.
It's his fault, yeah, because they didn't get
these bloody politicians.
Yeah. Hey, Critical Thinker, how are you, man?
Very good. How are you all?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Unvaccinated.
They're obviously being a bit critical here of ScoMo, I think. He's obviously a good guy. I don't know what the problem is.
And a Mason.
Yes, and a Mason.
Mr. 33 billion. Mr. 33. He's a 33rd Mason, too.
We should tell people that are listening that Victoria got 666,000 vaccines.
Yeah, that's right. And what was the other number they used? And they said it was 30. They didn't say
there were 33 all over the place and nines. And,
yeah. It's just a bit too obvious, isn't it?
It's very funny.
So, Critical Thinker, how's Brighton going?
It's nice and sunny now. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Out in the park with my boy, wandering the woods.
Do they have woods in Brighton?
Wow.
Well, just off the back inland a bit. But yeah.
They have internet in Brighton, more important.
No, but I hear they're bringing ATMs, so.
What's going on with the vaccinations in England? Is it going crazy like Canada?
It depends who you're speaking to, I think. I've got 50% of the people around me that don't want anything to do with it, and the other half that have already had two or three shots. And there's no difference between the two of them as yet, but
no one's
just
dead.
but I've seen a few of it. Mate broke out with spots all over his back and was trying to put it down to bed bugs or whatnot. But
righty-ho. What a coincidence.
But who knows? It could have been anything. I'm not saying it was either.
One of my clients had it, and he's now on blood thinners, and another one's had it, but he's already on the blood thinners anyway, you know, but... He wasn't on blood thinners before he actually was terribly sick, and then he's now permanently on the blood thinners and anti-clotting medication because of what happened to him. So that's
really that's not very nice.
I was happy to hear my folks got in touch during the week and a chat, and they're both dead against taking it, which I was very happy to hear.
That's great. That's
what age are they? Where are you?
They're out suburbs of Melbourne.
Okay.
But they are mid-70s.
Very unusual for people of that age.
Well, I've been at them for years as well. Like I've been in their ear for years. And my mum's quite natural and holistic in her own way, so.
Fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Encouraging news. I love encouraging news.
Well, hopefully they stay on that vibe and not...
It's very hard.
Because the India thing that's all over the news in Australia.
That's catching
some people. That's obviously...
It's the lowest death rate in the world. Crazy.
Funny that. The variant, they call it now, the variant. So it's like replicants in Blade Runner. We're now the variants. And they're calling the people that don't take it risking to be a variant, and are they going to be the threat to the public? And they're giving us all these proper names, you know, like, you know.
Well, that is a real thing that's being propagated. Really dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really having trouble with my daughter because her boyfriend's family basically is looking at her like she has two heads because she told them she's not getting vaccinated, and now she's worried that she won't be allowed over, summer trips she's worried about. And I said, stop worrying about things that haven't happened yet. And,
give it time, sadly.
No, well, that's, but it's really, the peer pressure is off the charts for this poor girl.
I think it's very important to not say no. It's very important to say, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it if they can guarantee compensation. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Rizmut Jeff is there. How's Washington going, if you can hear?
Oh, it's great now. I'm pretending to be vaccinated.
Is that a good trick? Yeah, I'm wondering.
So right now, it's working. I'm going to take advantage of it while I can.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you just get them? You just tell them, yeah, I'm vaccinated, and they leave you alone.
I've had five. I wasn't satisfied. I had two in each arm and one in my just in case.
Right.
No, they're, it's provisional that you don't have to wear the mask as long as you're vaccinated, but they've come out and said that, like, they don't have the right to ask you if you're vaccinated or not. So, I don't know.
For now.
Yeah, exactly.
For now, yeah.
Yeah.
This is so incremental, isn't it, Rick? It's a Fabian war.
Drip, drip, drip. It's Fabian. It's drip, 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 and little steps. And that's why the Fabian logo, one of their logos, the wolf in sheep's clothing, and they also had a tortoise with a baseball bat.
All right, eh? That's really good. Put them in the chat. I love that. A tortoise with a baseball bat.
That was one of their, I don't know if you have to find it anymore, but I think Alan Watt mentioned that one back in the day.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, now his last redux is the one where he goes on about the vaccines and he said you'll go to the chemist and the alarms are going to go off and you won't be able to walk in without a vaccine certificate. That was in 2008, that show.
Oh, great.
So,
they've been talking about this for so long, haven't they?
Yeah, and no one listened.
you need to write to Pierre Trudeau now. Follow the letters.
No.
Letters done, Ab, so that you can get
son.
Your...
Not Pierre. His son, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Justin. Yeah.
Justin. I'll get my letter written. Give me a few.
What a creep that guy is. Isn't he just absolutely...
He's on the Queen's Privy Council.
Yeah, no doubt.
When he accepted his... He made his speech after being accepted to the Queen's Privy Council. It was sickening.
What about...
Disgusting.
What about...
I don't understand how can he be...
You're listening
to the foreign...
Frank.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
Yeah, we are really living in the mads. It's just incredible how bad things have got within one year and 4 months?
Mm.
1 year and 5 months? It's just phenomenal. So what they're saying, the elitist types, like, I don't know if you've, I listen to so I'm not very happy with Joe Dyer most of the time now these days because he's an Alex Jones.
Yeah, dude. I know. I've
But he did, if you read his breakdown of the World Economic Forum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution book, it says, Klaus Schwab says that by 2025 you'll have a mobile phone in your own body. The technology will be in your own body to have a mobile, that's what he said, a mobile phone in your body. So what would that be? He'd be talking about unless it's something to do with this vaccine. So that's actually in the book, apparently, according to Joe Dyer.
That was Marcus Allensby, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that was fantastic. He turned back up again, Ab. I listened to that. Great chat. 5 out of 5. Ab's working. Marcus Allen arrived back last week, I believe, and he's on fire.
That was good.
Yeah, he's on fire. I like his the way he, he was saying as soon as he gets towards the city, he starts going berserk, and he's now calling himself.
Now I totally agree when he said that,
doing the same thing.
Totally agree.
Thank God I moved out of the city, so I'm 3.5 hours out of the city, and I feel healthier when I leave.
Yep.
But when I'm heading towards it and I see these orange signs that are on the road that are flashing away, and, with COVID, pull over if you've got it. There's a testing station being set up there, and it's just like you can just see what's going to happen. They'll soon make it so you won't be able to leave the city without a vaccine passport or go into it.
That's why I think leaving the city is the best thing. Yeah, if they were smart enough now, and I think people are... There are a few people doing it, but not many. But yeah,
well, have you seen the property? You know, the property prices in regional areas have quadrupled. Not quadrupled. Sorry, they've gone up like 40% or in areas because people.
I sold a house pre-COVID for nothing in the country, and now it'll probably be worth double. It shits me out. But anyway,
yeah, no, you're like me. It's like if you, as soon as you buy something, it goes down in value.
Yeah.
When you sell it, it goes up in value just that shortly afterwards. But anyway, I don't like money. Money is the root of the love of money is the root of
exactly.
all evil.
Exactly.
Frank,
exactly.
Frank, back me up. Frank me up.
I think the love of money is the root of all evil.
I don't
love money, but if
we need it.
But if you had some sort of income where you could step out of the system, that would be the only benefit of it. Like, it's not that you're doing
start
it.
Start making salt.
Oh, well. Thank you, Frank.
Hey Frank, I'm eating it as fast as I can.
I swear to keep it at work. Is that worth anything?
No. Get a salt meter on your arm.
We gotta leave the city. We got to travel on.
Yeah, but Rizmat, Jeff. So you're saying that the masks are basically not as prevalent as they were, or is there still people donning them?
There's a lot of people still wearing them, and people that I don't have to ask them, but just looking at them, I know they've had their full vaccination, and they're still wearing a
wearing
mask.
Wearing a mask, yeah.
It seems to be most of the ones that are still wearing a mask are the people that are fully vaccinated, ironically.
I think so. Because in Sydney, I walked into a bottle shop, or liquor store, you call over there, and there's a guy, Asian guy behind the counter, covered in tattoos. And he had his
Rich, stop Asian hate.
No, I love Asian people. I love Asian. I do.
Do you understand why they put that campaign worldwide?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
But anyway,
why do you think they did that? Sorry to interrupt, but why do you think it's a worldwide campaign to stop Asian hate? That's what's going on here. Billboards.
So Chinese can have, if you say anything about the Chinese moving in and taking over your town, you're racist.
You got it. That's it. I think you're right.
Well, I'm on the money with that one.
It's mainly just to avoid any criticism of the CCP, not even Chinese people.
Yeah. You can't do it.
It's insidious, man. These guys are so coordinated.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Anyway, I was just saying, I said to the guy, covered in tattoos, you know, I said, what have you got that mask on for? And he goes, oh, no, I'm doing it for, because I can't afford to get sick. And I said, well, you're going to get sick if you keep that mask on. He had a blue hospital mask on, breathing his own monoxide, carbon monoxide. And you know who is all pro this? This is going straight to Greta Thunberg and her carbon footprint and people cutting back emissions, because we're cutting back human emissions now, and these people think it's great, and they're doing themselves.
You're the carbon they want to capture, Rick. You are the carbon.
I have footprints, and I want to get rid of them.
Your dirty footprints need to be destroyed.
I posted earlier in the week that 1976, I think I put the wrong date in it, but 1976 ABC interview with the computer modelling. I've just put it in the live chat again.
Okay.
Yeah, 1976 ABC Australia, Australian Broadcasting Commission, computer model. It's hilarious. It's black and white, like the video, but about how life is going to be in 2020. And they interviewed the...
awesome.
After the computer modelling, which is just paper with lines on it, numbers, it was just ridiculous. They interviewed the head of the Club of Rome, the World Bank, and some other guy. And you listen to what they say, they just
brilliant.
You know
the Club of Rome is actually part of the World Economic Forum.
Definitely.
One begat the other. I think the World Economic Forum was called something European before they renamed
it. That's right,
it.
And they began...
Club of Rome.
So Club of Rome had their book where they said that we've decided on the common enemy will be man.
Johnny, can you play that clip?
I don't know how to do that.
Just type the word, go to bot command, type play.
It's about 10 minutes long.
I know, but you can pause it.
We'll just play a minute. But Ab, I've got to try and find, I'll go offline for a bit and find it, that there's a new song that a new parody song of Media Monarchy played it today. And it's the parody of Bob Dylan's Everybody Must Get Stoned, but it's Everybody Must Get Vaxxed. And it's good. It's fantastic. But it's a good song. And
the only problem is Everyone's Gotta Get Stoned is a horrible song. Bob Dylan is anti-music. He's part of the destruction of
everyone else
society,
covered
it, I think.
But what he did do...
Counterculture, you got it.
Yeah, what he did do is write some good songs that other people made much better versions of, because he certainly...
Rick, a lot of noise.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I think I'll have to pull my mic on. Yeah.
I gotta smack Rick around with his. You got so much to say, but your audio is always the worst.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm...
That's clear. That's good now.
Okay. Yeah. Sensitive iPhone.
Don't move.
Someone else is doing it too. That's not me.
It is. Your light's the only light that's on.
Clicking noise, isn't me.
Can't hear a clicking noise.
Oh, I can. Anyway. Hang on,
there's noise there.
Because I just touched the microphone. Hang on, I'll mute.
I'll mute too. I think it might be me playing Free Cell.
No, you're good.
Yeah, no.
Now it's quiet.
Right, no, it's something else.
Well, you're quiet. You sound good. How you been, Johnny?
I'm good. I've just been... Saturday morning, so I jumped on the chat earlier on to hear all the drama and everything.
Good to hear. Where's the Rolls Royce of radio?
I messaged him earlier. But
No, he's not coming on. He won't be coming on. But he wants to come on, let me tell you. He wants to come on because he's been listening to all the shows.
Yeah.
And what is that noise? No, it's Johnny's list. You are making that noise. There's a click. There's a noise in your...
No, Johnny's list is not making the noise. It's you.
No. There's a strange clicking noise in my ear every now and then.
It's you. I think you're feeding back in your own mic. Are you wearing those white headphones that have a mic in them? They just brush against your face and then it makes a noise. That's the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I going to say? Speak to
Rollo.
Critical Thinker. Rollo. Okay. Rollo is sick as a dog, and I've been telling him
he's coughing.
He couldn't be on if he wanted to be on because he's coughing.
Oh, really?
Coughing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rollo, get better.
I told him put vitamin C in your vodka. He's got vitamin C powder and drink that. And then I spoke to him last night, and he couldn't even speak because he's coughing so much. And then I remembered this. I had a very similar thing, and I told him to go and sniff as much salt as he can up his nose. And it's probably a post-nasal drip that's causing the...
Oh, hold on. Here's the obvious question. I always wonder about this. Has he stopped smoking? Because how can you clear your lungs if you smoke? I don't get that.
What about your... Mate, what's his name in his cigar walks? I mean, I feel like I'm getting emphysema just watching him do that.
I know, I can't...
The whole smoking thing gets me because they want us to die, so why do they promote smoking? This is what...
It confuses me too. Absolutely, yeah. I agree.
Well, they don't promote smoking. Look at
in the movies they do. Everyone's smoking. You watch movies and television; it's massively promoted. Like
that's where they do it. That's where they do it.
Okay, I don't watch movies.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's huge smoking.
If you want to see,
I've
done a whole talk years ago, maybe or a few years ago, on this particular subject. There's movies like anything with, what's the actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. There's a movie with him and Russell Crowe in it. To me, it's one giant cigarette advert because they both chain smoke through the movie.
Yeah.
But when they take a drag, you hear this high-pitched kind of sizzling sound. Like it's like the sound effects guys have put it in there.
Yeah.
So that the people sitting in a movie theater watching that are going, geez, I just can't wait for the break.
Because I've never been a full-time smoker, a part-time smoker, but I would watch those stuff and go, I'd like a cigarette.
Yes. It's what they do it for.
Do you ever watch the TV series Peaky Blinders? set in Birmingham.
I know the one. I know. That's a true story.
It's a good
story,
TV series. But that's the same thing. Like, they all smoke, the women, everybody.
It's an advert. That's how they're doing it, by visual. That's called
It's a gangster show, and they smoke like anything.
But how
is Rollo going to clear his lungs if he drinks and smokes? That's my question. How do you get rid of a cold?
I don't know, but I lectured him last night, and I just kept telling him, go and have a hot shower and snort salt up your nose, for fuck's sake, because you can't even talk. Like, he was just coughing non-stop. You couldn't even
get
a conversation. Yeah, and so hopefully he's listened to me.
Listen
to Dr. Rick. Dr. Rick prescribes salt up the nose. Oh, not by itself, of course. I said, don't chop it up and snort it raw. I said, you put it with warm water and get it up your nose. I've done it, and now I've used that method many times.
I don't even see how that can help if you just keep poisoning yourself.
Mr. Focologist, yes,
like
you're right.
Like putting a Band-Aid on an amputated leg.
Kind of.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, anyway, if he can get that sold up there and stay... Because he goes and sits on his mouldy balcony, which hasn't been painted yet, Rollo. There's a job there for me. There's mice everywhere. Mice plague.
I was going to ask you about the mice. Oh, my God, the videos from the mice.
Yeah, full on. Hear them. Well, there was a house caught fire last night or yesterday, and it's due to the mouse infestation. They'd eaten through all the wires. Electrical fire, yeah. And so if you've got a car, I mean, I don't know if it happens over there, but I've heard a few people tell me stories. That, like my mate, it's the south.
Yeah, they eat the wiring, destroy the car.
They got up there and
they like
the
insulation, the flavor of the insulation, the plastic.
Do you reckon that they deliberately put something in there that would attract them? Because I reckon they would, because this whole...
I don't trust
manufacturers at all. It's called built-in obsolescence. Put cheese-flavoured electrical wire in there. I'm sorry. I'm that cynical.
I don't trust these people either.
There's a movie. Now, listen to this, folks. The movie, The Light Bulb Conspiracy. Download it and watch it. And then say that I'm mad for suggesting this cheese-flavoured
wire. Yeah. Are you kidding? I have all... That conspiracy's long over. I have the old-fashioned light bulbs because most of the ones I've replaced are with LEDs, which are probably no good for your eyes.
The movie is based on that one light bulb. The rest of it is all about cars and everything else, the built-in obsolescence of refrigerators and washing machines. It's all in this one movie. It's not just about light bulbs.
I agree with the idea, but there's so many other things that go into manufacturing. It's always about money first and the cost of manufacturing.
Yeah. But Klaus Schwab is coming to our rescue. Because if you read the Fourth Industrial Revolution book, chapter 8, after the geoengineering chapter, whole chapter on rainmaking and rain removing by Klaus Schwab, read the book. He talks about saying that obsolescence is finished, it's gone, that you'll be repairing your toaster, you'll be repairing your refrigerator, you will have a refrigerator for 15 years, like the old days. So that's one of the...
I have had my refrigerator for 20 years and it's still working. I still have that. It's just... And I have...
On refrigerators, I bought a refrigerator when I was in my early 20s after I bought my house. And I had that for quite some time. And then in my 30s, my dad wanted just an all fridge. So I said, you can have mine, Dad, and I'll just go buy another fridge freezer. And that fridge freezer that I bought lasted about 7 years. And I'm in my dad's house now. And the fridge that I bought when I was in my early 20s, is still going in my dad's house now. So
tell me the brand. Fisher Paykel.
Kelvinator, sorry.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but the brand, New Zealand. The brand might, yeah, the brands change, you know. Like, the cookies we buy this year are not the same as last year. They do.
Yeah, but it's just amazing because I bought, LG was the one that broke down, and I never recommend buying it.
Right, I've heard that.
But it's just funny because I remember the woman wanting to sell me the extended warranty. Oh, I don't need it. It's all right. I shouldn't have to. But yeah, 7 years.
Yeah,
or
but even if you bought the warranty, you might not be able to claim easily on it. You know,
that's exactly right. But I just laughed. This fridge that I bought when my dad's mother was still alive and came to my house for Christmas dinner when I was in my early 20s, is still going in my dad's house today that I'm living in. So, anyway.
Going back to Rollo.
Yes.
In my world, that guy's got a demon on him if he's still behaving like that.
No, the whole of Newcastle was possessed by a demon. I'm telling you, there's that many alcoholics and drug abusers there. And I spoke to, I asked Golden Skidmark.
So I'm just going to say, Rollo, say the Lord's Prayer and see if that at least allows you to stop drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say it about five times and then throw salt over your shoulder.
There must be something that's preventing you from stopping drinking.
Frank, have you heard about regional possession? Have you ever looked into demonology? Regional
possession? I haven't, no. But,
okay,
you know,
well, I have. And let me tell you now, Newcastle, I have never met so many people with drug and alcohol abuse problems in my life. And it can't all be just down to where they live.
So can I take it that you're recommending that Rollo prays as well?
Yeah, anything can help. I lecture him every time I talk to him, though. That's all I do. You've listened to me on the show telling him off.
So the lectures aren't working, are they?
No.
Someone's noisy again.
Sorry, I'm flashing without talking.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Without a Trace, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hello?
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 Anyway, that was just my little 5 pence
worth. Continue.
That's all.
Yeah, that was good, Frank.
I just think,
and Rollo, if you're listening, and yes, he is, I guarantee it.
No,
right.
He said he was going to listen. I messaged him today.
No, but you can't. I'll listen live. Well, Frank, just go and pray. Just throw some salt over.
Not just. I didn't say just pray. I said say the Lord's Prayer. Luke 11.
You know, Luke 11. Luke 11. Luke 11. Luke Fiskin 11.
See if you can escape from whatever this thing is that's just dragging you down all the time. The Irish curse.
Rick, what's your opinion on our latest controversial member who came and went in a firestorm?
Is
he gone, is he? You've booted him, have you?
No.
I didn't do it, not me.
Richard.
King Richard. Oh, you were following him, Rick.
I know all. Anyway, he appeared last week, and I ended up talking to him and Gaia. And I said to him,
"Oh wow!"
Because he was so. Well,
Gaia's gone too.
Well, how did he make himself go, or did he get evacuated?
No, he got banned. Somebody banned him. I don't know who.
Richard.
I don't think it was Richard that did.
Sorry, Richard. I know exactly who would have.
Somebody else did, but yeah, I'm not sure who.
He probably upset him, and no doubt, because he look. I mean, honestly, he is too in your face, that guy. I keep telling him,
yeah,
just calm down. Anyway, so I talked to Richard and Gaia. Evil. What's it, he changed his name? Evil Spike. And he came on, and I said, look, he was so interesting because he'd been to jail for 2 years to pot. He just had a really good, and he was arguing with Gaia, and absolutely, you know, the guy's a good arguer, and he was making, like, giving it back to Gaia with, guy's science, he was giving him rational reason back. And I said to him, look, do yourself a favour and don't get upset about Guy being here, but stay on here because you've got a good mind there. And I've got no problem with him, but he is antagonistic. I listened to you, Trinity, he questions everything you asked. I heard that show.
I know.
I thought he was very antagonistic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hard work, painful, I would say. He bragged
about being the reason for some site setting up a banning list thing because he was so annoying on
IT. He's the number one vandal on Wikipedia.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He bragged about it.
Oh, right. Now, that's right.
So, look. Obviously, I can be controversial as well, but I thought he was good. I didn't have a problem with him, but I did see him attacking Frank and him. Then he said something.
He wasn't arguing at all. He was just being.
No, he didn't attack Frank.
He was just swimming around like a madman.
He was giving Rod Jenkinson a hard time, and then I couldn't work out whether Rod had asked him a silly question. He was just being good, and probably would have been the other way around, and unfortunately it was probably not Rod, because Rod's very easygoing, nice guy, and a Kiwi, of course.
He's from Stewart Island.
From Stewart Island. I mean, the only band from Stewart Island I've ever heard of.
That's a bit of a recluse place, Stewart Island.
If you can imagine Tasmania being shrunk by 75%, and then dropping it in the middle of the ocean, finding someone that lives
it's
on
kind of a national park sort of thing as well.
It's sort of like
the end of the earth, is it not, Stuart? If you're going to run to the end of the earth, that's where you want to move to.
I heard a guy on the podcast today saying that he had a friend who lives some remote part of Alaska, right? And it takes 3 days to get to where he lives. And he reported back to everyone that everyone in this little town is masked up and getting vaccines.
Oh, no.
So that's the power of media.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you think, oh,
there's nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to run.
I would have said Stewart Island would have been the best place I can think of. Actually, I know a couple of spots that I might bring up later, because I've got a friend of mine who researched this years ago about where the best places on the planet are to disappear to. And one of them's near Mauritius or in that kind of vicinity.
What about Patagonia?
Yeah, I think Patagonia's up there. You'd have to have Guy on to talk about that. He was into that story. So anyway, you found
the guy very controversial there, Mr. Frank.
Yeah, no, of course he is, but I liked him, and I thought he was a real good. He had a good, what do you call it? It's a natural. He didn't have a background of science, but he just argued science really well. So
did you hear him and SMJ going at it yesterday? That was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I wasn't a fan of Spike because I just think he was an antagonistic
fool
from the start. And when he left that live stream with SMJ, and I was it's Saturday morning, so I've gone in. He was
SMJ
on there.
SMJ gets on with him, doesn't he?
No, I was in another room with other people, and after he had his thing with SMJ, he came into that room, and he was just removed by Richard straight away, and he just kept coming back, and so he was muted and everything, so he just kept leaving the room and coming back just to make the noise that it does when you and then when that didn't work, he put his camera on and gave us the finger, which we're not all butthurt by getting the finger. That's not the point. The thing is, he was just on a mission on that, and everybody in the room just said fuck him off, like just piss him off, come back Richard, all is forgiven. So I got the Richard thing. I know Richard takes the moderation thing like serious and everything. But that at that actual point, this guy was being the dickhead, and it's like you're not here
Purple
play. I don't want to name names, but there were good people in that room, Jan Erik, the people, and it's just like fuck off, like you know, go away, dickhead, like you know. But then SMJ came in a bit later, and he felt that we shouldn't have done that, or Richard shouldn't have done that, but he wasn't there in the room, and I mean, it was so pathetic. He was leaving the room and coming back in the room, in and out, to make that noise when you leave and enter the room.
Yeah,
I got it. Pathetic, like.
I think he needs his own Discord server. Where, like, he's the epitome of Discord. Discord.
I think he was just a professional troll, or there's something not right with him. Like,
I would go to his Discord server just to hear him argue with somebody. If that's what it was all about, I would go visit that. But it needs to be on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But that's
right.
If you're listening,
start
your own Discord server. If you're having a cage match with somebody, I'll come visit it and listen in. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But not on this server.
I mean, I'm all for free speech. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's all, I'm all for free speech. But, yeah.
Yeah,
I think antagonistic's
annoying, though, isn't it?
Yes, and he was. He's from day one. It was just, even when you were first talking to him, Ab, and he was just being, you know, you were just sort of, you know,
being
asking him a few questions and trying to see where he's at, and he was just being, instead of being polite, you've invited me to, you've let me into your Discord and I'll get along. He just wasn't. Like, he was just, why are you asking me this? Why are you that? Why are you doing this? Like,
yeah, because he's been in jail, you know. That's it. I've met guys like that, you know. They've got that mentality that they've been inside and no one's up. Are you a cop? You know, that type of thing, you know. Like that, so they just get a bit paranoid. He obviously smokes a bit of weed as well.
There's something going on. Or he's a professional troll, honestly. I don't know. There's something.
He was very smart. But I found him, like, I listened to him. I talked to him with Guy, and I thought he sounded like he was older than he was. He's 49, apparently. And he's probably had a bit of a rough life, but he's got a YouTube site where he's gone and done some quite good YouTubes, apparently, on harassing people that are harassing, you know, giving people hard jobs.
Is there a link? Have you got a link?
Yes, there are. I haven't, but SMJ knows.
Somebody put it in. It was in the one of the forums here. It was there somewhere.
Yeah, SMJ posted it.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know the name of it.
There's a couple of people.
But the guy that was in the video arguing with the guy cutting his lawn, I didn't think it didn't sound like him, so I'm confused as to who we're watching.
No, that was him. It was him that was going.
Oh, it was him?
Get off my land. Get off my land.
It didn't sound like him, though.
Oh, yeah, no, that was him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get off. Yeah. And I told Rollo, I said, have a listen to this guy. And he rang me back last night and goes, oh, that's fantastic. He was loving it. Because it's just the fact that he is an antagonist, this guy, for sure.
Yeah.
I think him and Rollo should get into an argument. That would be good. I would go to that server and listen. I really would. I like that kind of garbage. A lot of people don't, though.
No, that's right. Especially, I mean, you want to be, everyone needs to be easygoing and everyone's got different views, and they have on here a lot of the time. You just got to be...
you're a little low. Pick up a bit.
Me?
You're a little low.
Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway. That's another chapter.
Am I a little low still?
I can hear you all right in Australia, but not
yeah, but
in Canada.
You're right. No, I think it's because he's in Canada. It's not too far away. But you're right. When he says I'm low, I usually am. I could shout. But I don't want to do that.
Shout out, Linda.
So can you hear you all right?
So, Frank. Oh, excellent. Thanks, Rez.
What did Rez my Jeff think of the whole thing?
Yeah, he was there.
All that? I don't have feelings about who should get banned or who shouldn't, but I just personally didn't like the guy. Like, the first time I listened to him,
exactly.
I was just like, this guy is like... And I have lots of, you know... I'll admit, like, I've had friends that have been in and out of jail, but this guy, he just seems like, and I hate to throw labels around, he seems like a manipulative, like, sociopath type of personality.
Yeah,
and I just don't like that type of people.
I think you might have known that term.
manipulative sociopath.
And there are people out there that are like that, and they get off on this shit, and he'll just go from one service
well,
to another.
Well, Dave J did the same thing. He come on, and he deliberately started abusing Sean for asking a reasonably good question, and, you know, going, sit down, you know, you keep your mouth shut, you know, like he was being really nasty, and then he got kicked off shortly after, or removed, for good reason.
I'd like to hear Spike and Dave J go at it. That would be good.
No, I want to know. No, this is the best one. Mark Cassio, Jan Irvin, and Dave J in a room together doing a podcast. It would be fantastic. You know, because Mark Cassio,
angry men.
Oh, yeah, and Spike. The four of them.
Well, yeah, Jan Irvin, I don't like to speak for other people, but he wasn't impressed with Spike this morning. It was,
Oh, you're talking about Jan Erik, not Jan Irvin.
No, Jan Erik. Sorry.
Yes, I'm talking about Jan Irvin.
Sorry. Yeah.
The chair's squeaking. I can hear the chair squeaking.
remember the call?
Keep it on topic. Chat, keep it on topic. That was Jan Irvin.
And what about... what was the guy's name? Psyopticon. Remember him? That was 2014.
Panopticon.
Way back.
Panopticon, was it? Or?
No,
Psyopticon.
He's English, isn't he?
Can you guys believe that was 7 years ago we had that blow up on the server? 7 years ago when we first started with the Discord, I think? Or is that TeamSpeak?
That
was TeamSpeak.
TeamSpeak.
That was a famous day.
Yeah, so long ago.
It went down.
We're getting old, man. It was such a nothing burger. Such a nothing burger, too.
I think John LeBon must be extremely happy with Marcus Allen now giving him credit for having a huge audience, because he has apparently, on what's it called? The Reddit subreddit. He's got... Is it 100,000 or 40,000? He's got a lot of people on that subreddit. Yeah,
busy.
That's why he's not on here, because he'd be too busy to be on here, I would say. He's actually answering and questioning and drumming up business for his website, which is what he'd be doing.
Yeah.
Not all about the money.
A lot of work.
Oh, hard work, man. It would be hard work.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What a busy week here, huh? And we had a huge crowd here yesterday, so I got them in. And it was so big that half of them...
Did they get recorded?
Yeah, it was big. Well,
I brought half of them. I haven't heard the Spike SMJ thing yet. So.
I just put it up. You'll like it. I think you'll like it, Johnny Flint. The problem is there's people that like it.
And I don't mind the occasional train wreck. It's all right, but not all the time. Like, you know,
no,
it's
I
entertaining.
Know.
When somebody like Rollo, and we love you, Rollo, but you and SMJ, when he got served up a bit, it was a bit funny, and maybe you deserved it. I don't know. You take it whatever way you want.
I think SMJ gave it to him, and he owed it to him, and he gave it to him.
Exactly.
And I think it was fine, to be honest. And I was there giving it to him as well at the same time, not SMJ,
Sometimes we all need a bit of shellacking.
I just like the interactions between different people. Like you'd always wonder, okay, how would this guy talk to this guy? I find that interesting. I really do.
I don't mind a bit of confrontation, a bit of difference of opinion, but when you
Rollo took it to annoying levels when he starts trying to, you know, challenge him to a fight. Like there's a guy that can't do two push-ups.
Well, that's not interesting. I like the verbal sparring more than anything.
Yeah. Challenging a 6'2" Texan.
But what I'm saying is, Rollo's a good person. He just needs
He's from
to
Ohio.
Pull his head in. He needs to pull his head in sometimes.
Is SMJ from Ohio?
Yes. He just goes to Texas to live. He's from the Ohio Valley there, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't go well in the actual boxing match, let me tell you.
But evidently it was John LeBon. SMJ was saying this morning it was John LeBon that started the whole fighting thing. Well,
possibly. Well, yeah, you know, it's true, because...
he put that in Rollo's head.
John LeBon can be an agitator, too.
He's an absolute professional agitator.
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Yeah,
but he can be funny as well, and he's always entertaining.
I've never been entertained. I don't mind saying it on here, but when I was getting to that point with John LeBron when he, before I joined the Discord and listening to him, and that I just turned off because I couldn't listen to him. Like, you know, but
that was the day you had Guy.
It's good advertising for good advertising. Yeah, just exactly. Dropped an advertising bomb for him.
Yeah, I just couldn't listen because he was just too negative.
Yeah, annoying, very annoying.
Well, I would say more than half of the people that listen to Howard Stern, who was probably the king of all radio back in the day, they listened to him because they hated him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't wait to jump on him for saying something controversial.
People like the interaction of shouting at the radio and screaming as you're driving along. Like, you know, so that's so true. And the more complex. So there was a guy here, Stan Zemanek, who was a big talkback show at night time. He deliberately baited the audience just to get arguments.
Right.
And it made him right through the roof.
Exactly right. The radio became the town square.
Yeah, for sure. And people listen to it just to hear.
Yeah. They love
conflict. Conflict, yeah, for sure.
Mm.
But
people do.
You don't like repetition.
You know why? Because our lives are so boring otherwise.
I think so. Well, they were up until COVID hit. And now all of a sudden life got
now. Yeah. Destroying.
I've had the opposite thing happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
my life was great until COVID hit.
Well, that's what I meant. It was now that COVID.
No, now it's boring. You're stuck here. You're watching Netflix and talking about how you're not going to get injected.
Yes, that's for sure. And you're all listening.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Hi, this is Errol C. Naeem.
Rick from Port Macquarie.
I'm Eric.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Oh, I love that voice. Rick from Port Macquarie.
I still have never heard mine. I'm a bit disappointed, but anyway.
It'll pop up. So, yeah, no, good crew tonight. Good normal chat. Everyone's respectful.
Huh? That's right. There's been enough drama in the last.
I don't go on to the, when I see, because I can't talk if there's 10 people on there, because I either dominate it and I don't want to be a pain in the ass. I can't even be bothered listening. But I do listen to the recorded chats when they get published.
Yeah.
And I put them on at night time, so I wake up in the middle of the night listening to screaming going on, going, what the fuck?
See, I haven't heard that yet.
What the fuck? And luckily, I'm not involved. Lucky I'm not involved. I've done that before. I've woken up more going, did I really say that? Oh, my God.
I must say, Ab, I did enjoy it when that guy, the fertilizer spike, said that television and TV weren't the same.
He said that?
Well, he was saying it in the context that if you didn't quote him directly, then you weren't listening to him. And SMJ, obviously we're getting into some really fine semantics, and it just became, I guess it's like a Jerry Seinfeld show. It became a argument about nothing, which you can't do.
See, SMJ loves it, like, because he came
into he's like a cat and a mouse.
He loves it, but he doesn't realise not everybody else loves it, you know. It's fun a bit now and then, but he feels he shouldn't have been kicked. And
the reason I like SMJ is so interesting because he's so smart, and he's a lawyer, and he's an admitted drunk, and it's a very strange mixture. Listening to, I don't think anyone can listen. There's nowhere on the radio where you hear that someone that's that smart and gifted and is such a great fakeologist, and he gets drunk. And I think SMJ was, he just said, I'm getting more vodka last night, but he was getting drunk. So it was interesting to see the progression of his argument as he became more drunk. And it's just a really interesting mix if you like different voices.
Oh, no, but that's all good. I do like listening to SMJ when he does that sort of thing, but SMJ's view is that we should all just do that, just get stuck into him and give him a hard time, but a lot of the consensus is, why waste your energy? That's all I'm saying.
Well, because he's a lawyer and he's a trained arguer, there's nothing to him. And
it's also odd the way he mixes in the profanity, because it's a little too thick for me, the profanity. That's the most offensive thing to me, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Swearing. Yeah. It's not
unnecessary. When you're so smart, you don't need to be profane. You can really stick the knife in with your intelligence. The profanity just, to me, it diminishes the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll never change them.
Let me tell you the most annoying thing I've listened to over and above anything that psychologists have ever done. I resubscribed to Jay Dyer the other day just so I could listen to that podcast with him and Richard Grove, which is fantastic. Anyway, I accidentally woke up in the middle of the night listening to a debate on Catholic versus the Orthodox again that Dyer is obsessed with doing. And when you hear Christians attacking each other because of little semantics about little tiny things and nuances in the Bible, that cannot be part of Christianity, the whole, and the childishness of the whole argument. And they may as well have been arguing cat food brands or anything. And they were screaming at each other, yet they both professed to be Christians. And that just is absolutely annoying. And he was like using really nasty terms for this guy who was not, and you're calling him a boomer, psycho boomer.
Boomer is low.
You're talking about Dyer here using those terms.
Jay Dyer.
I went off Dyer a long time ago. Another antagonistic, argumentative idiot.
I left him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I thought I'll resubscribe just because I wanted to hear a couple of these other things. And I regret that because it just puts you off this whole Catholic versus Orthodox or whatever. And the little things that I'm better than you and God's going to keep me because I deciphered that term.
Yeah.
A different thing than you do. And it's just juvenile. It's just embarrassing, and it just ruins.
He's supposed to be this great mind and everything.
And he calls, starts throwing slurs, psycho boomer.
That's why I went off of him.
And then the worst thing, he keeps going on about, Alex, I heard that from Alex, and Alex told me this, and Alex, and I was like, come on, if Alex Jones is your go-to man for information, you're bullshit. Yeah. You're a bullshit.
Well, he's on InfoWars. Isn't he a guest host sometimes?
Yeah, he is.
And so he is a man that's living off the net. So live by the sword, die by the sword, I say.
He makes his income off of the internet.
I would rather be a cleaner than be someone that was having to grovel to my audience to get subscriptions for my internet site. And to live off internet to make it,
Isn't it interesting that you're a cleaner and so is Napoleon? You guys should do a show on cleaning.
You know why? Well, can I just say this? Napoleon Wilson's another great mind. Because I would do driving, because anything where I can work and listen to a podcast and think while I'm working. Painting is another good thing, like house painting. You can be doing all your work and you're running on your subconscious to do your work, but your conscious is listening to information.
That's right. Yeah.
So driving, painting, and cleaning are fantastic jobs if you want to earn money and learn things.
That's probably why I do it too.
Yeah,
why I do my dead end job.
Yeah, because it's coming, the information coming, because you're driving in your subconscious, you're getting out, you're doing stuff, and you can have your AirPod in and be talking to someone while you're doing a job, and you're doing your job perfectly, but you're still getting information through your ear. People keep going on about you've got your ear, and what are you listening to? And I just say, whatever. I don't tell them too much, but I can do my job keep fit, make money, and learn stuff, and be on a podcast at the same time. And
you're right. We're good multitaskers. I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and yeah, Napoleon.
Napoleon was doing audios for back-to-back-to-back-to-back. I said he was sort of going to burn out, which I guess he did.
And
but
he did.
He should come back. I know he's probably listening.
He's been listening in today, apparently, because Purple Play relayed a message to me from him. He was listening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she actually, funny, she contacted me and said, what time, you know, are you doing a show? And I said, oh, I'm doing one, but I'm not sure, because I was feeling disgusting. I just feel sick today. I didn't feel good. And I said, oh, I'm feeling a bit sick. And she goes, oh, you know, she thought that I was partly pushing her away, you know, saying I'm not going to bother tonight. But I meant I'm going to come on, but I don't know how long I'm going to be there. She was supposed to be here tonight, but she isn't. She's probably gone to bed. I think she does an awful lot of chatting during the day with Linda.
Yeah. Linda.
She's an interesting person, that one. Always got good.
Yeah, they've been really, they're really full on chatters, aren't they, at the moment? It's been interesting.
And Dee Dee T.
She's interesting.
Fantastic. Yeah, and Babette.
Babette's great. I love Babette, man. She's awesome.
Yeah. Everyone has their own signatures. Dee Dee is sort of exotic, but Babette comes storming in here saying, hello, can you hear me?
The thing I like about Babette, she's not, she says what she thinks, and that's it.
Can you imagine being in an argument with her if you got home late?
They came out of nowhere, those girls. What brought them all out at one time?
I think because they just arrived at a time where luckily there was at least another person they could identify with and talk to. Because normally you had Rachel here by herself. You had
Rachel
by herself. And they were the only girls.
Out of nowhere and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of...
Are you suggesting they're from Asia, the CIA? I don't
think. Not at all. I don't think that at all. I was just really surprised.
I just think it was a good fortune that Purple Play came on at the same time, Linda and...
And we have Vidir too. Vidir is good. Vidir is still
I'm just expressing surprise. Quite happy about it, but it's very interesting.
I think it was a random luck.
Yeah, the women get driven away by some of the controversial guys. So I think it was a period where... Yeah. They get attacked. They don't like controversy. I find that in my own life, that women hate
controversy. But most of us don't. I find most people here are respectful to women, and we don't like controversy, and we all get along.
There are the odd few,
but it doesn't talk to the most of us.
Well, I spoke to, there's one, Sophia Starr, who's from Victoria. She messaged me yesterday and she said, I'm going to leave. And I said, she hasn't actually been on a live chat, but she was popped up and was talking away briefly. And it surprised me because, you know, I thought, if I was a chick, I'd be getting on that chat with all those girls in the mornings that are pretty much there every day. Linda, Purple Play, Babette, and
Skylark.
And Skylark. There you go. Now she is fantastic. And good chatter, you know, got a brain on her, and she's getting visited by a Frenchman with an outrageous accent. No, a Swiss man, very shortly apparently. Ben's heading to England if they don't lock him down or shoot him down. Or
so who was the girl from Victoria? She's
Sophia. Sophia Starr.
I never heard her.
No, she hasn't been on a live chat, but she must have, I don't know how she messaged me, and I was just, every now and then I'd chat away to her. Sounds like a fantastic person, but I just think the girls need to just band themselves together and make a network amongst female psychologists, because it's fantastic to have this amount of females all chatting away
at
the
same
time.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, they're all reasonably happy with what's going on.
Nah, not what
I've
I think
the squabbling puts them off.
Evidently, I was in a chat today, and I didn't want to bring this up, but now that it's come up, that, you know, some of the women feel that men talk over the top of them and all that sort of stuff.
I don't go on those chats when there's, because I will just talk over the top of everyone. Unless Ab's on there, who talks over the top of me.
I don't buy into all that crap, so I was out.
Never get a word in edgewise if I don't start talking over you.
Exactly right.
And I admit it, though. I'm a proud over.
I know. You've got verbal diarrhea.
Literally. So I'm taking
But at least it's interesting diarrhea.
He's
got some good points, Rick does.
It's funny because when I very first came on here, I sent the chat to my daughters. My youngest daughter said, "God, that Rick guy, he wouldn't let you get a word in. You start talking and because I was just trying to, I hadn't been on Discord before and I'm trying to, you know, and she's going,
"Yeah, you're pretty good, Johnny. Johnny, you can talk over people. You know,
I kind of look at it like you got to. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah,
it's not like
girls,
we're not in a room together where we can nod at each other and say, about to speak. Like, what it is. Like, it's... talking over or... That doesn't bother me because it's just good to be here and have the good platform and that. So, and this
is
what it is.
Platform.
Like...
carrot that you can hang around, the hand around.
A stick. I've got the stick. I'm talking.
I've got the talking
girls
stick.
Girls have to learn how to talk over people. It's very hard for girls. They're so polite. We love the girls. That's why they probably do better in their own room because they probably wait for a pause before they talk. We don't wait for a pause.
No, you talk.
Yeah, there's no pauses.
You should put just for a joke, a female only thing on that put it females only. So the females go there, and if Frank decides to identify as a female,
which I already have, I do identify as a gay female. Yeah, 31-year-old woman.
A 30-year-old woman. Then he can go on there, but
I should make a girls only room, and men can only go in to listen. They're permanently muted.
If you can do that, that would be fantastic.
Let me look into that.
Can we have a man only room then?
They're all men only room though. They're all men.
No,
only
but
room.
We're women.
Already.
No, that's not where women are muted. Why is this special?
Oh no!
Wade, that's heaven, where women are muted and men can walk in the room.
Exactly right.
That will be when we go to heaven. That's when we die, we go to heaven. We'll be able to walk in the room and women will be muted and they won't be able to say anything.
Exactly right.
Like, where have you been? What do you smell like? What have you done? Where are my flowers?
Where are my flowers? Good. Who said that?
That's me.
I said this morning in the chat that my experience in life is, and I'm not... I hate getting down this whole road. This shouldn't happen. I think we're personally above it all and everything. But I've met domineering women in my life, domineering men. Like, you know, we should all be above this stuff, like, in this sort of place.
That's not going to happen, sadly. In another perfect world, maybe it will. But, you know,
there's no perfect world.
I think we're going to have
a vaccinated, non-vaccinated room.
That will come.
That's a great idea.
I think you should have female only, and that way we can get.
You might get
the girls from what's her name, the American girls that were on Hoaxbusters that did turn up here and are fantastic. What's her name? Sarah, of course. Can I just tell you something disappointing? Velocet wants to do a Fit Fart Podcast 52, and Rollo won't do it because he's a
pulse. Oh, no.
Pulse.
great big homo. And he went, he has to go to court. Yeah, because I have to go to court in 6 weeks and I can't do it. And I said, Velocet really comes on and says he wants to do a show, and he wants to do one, but Rollo has said he won't do it till he goes to court, which is another 4 weeks away. And we were almost going to do it this weekend.
What if he goes to jail?
No, he's not even going to get. He's not even going to get. Well, no, he can do it with his one phone call. He'll be able to make a call and do and go help, help every now and then. But after the shower, but he'll be he wouldn't do it because he's too upset about having to go to court. But Velocet wants to do the 52 podcast, and I'm wanting to do it, and I'm sure Golden Skidmark's out there somewhere. So we're just going to get Rollo to give it up and grow up and do it pretty...
Come on, Rollo. We love you, Rollo.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Anyway, but no, I'm speaking to him every day. He's in good form, apart from the cough. Terrible cough. Fucking terrible cough. Worse than that. No, but I think a female fakeologist, let's just call it female fakeologist friendly room and let the chicks go in there and get the, who were the girls on Hoaxbusters that was, you're listening.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, I thought that was actually part of it, but anyway.
It's working. It's working now.
What was the name of
it
the
It is
girls
working.
That, the girls that were on the other show, too, that, you know, oh, God, you know, the...
Mojo. We had Mojo.
No,
remember Mojo?
She was good.
Kelly Brigante.
Yeah,
oh, her accent is so thick. I can't understand her.
I can, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Oh, but no, I'm talking about... You got Rachel, Purple Clay, Linda, Babette.
Linda.
There was someone called Rochelle that used to go on.
That's
her.
Rochelle,
yeah.
And the other girl.
And Kay, or what's her
name? Kayham.
Kayham, yeah.
Yeah, it's all those girls.
I can't understand why she's so quiet.
No, she was on here, though. I spoke to her one day. I chatted to her on that.
Frank had a go at her. Frank?
I have a go at her all the time.
I know you do. That's interesting.
She's the reason I'm here.
Oh, wow.
If Kayham, Rochello, Linda, Purple Plate, DD, Skylarking, all that, they could have a let's call it female fakeologist, fantastic female fakeologist. Put them into have their own room. They can do their own podcast out of that, or you can record everything. That would be fantastic because you need more chicks on here. That's a fact. Because they got great voices.
The problem is though, what if you went into the room and then you had something to say, but you were permanently muted? It'd be really hard.
I don't think they'd be like that because they all seem to be very easy going. But as long as it wasn't me that went in there that talked over everyone.
No, I'm just saying, if I had a female room, I'd make it so you would be permanently muted. We can't have males in a female room ever.
Otherwise, it's just a regular room.
She identify as a gay woman.
I could do that, though.
Well, if I identify as a female, then I can enter or not.
Well, you can go to jail if you want as a female, apparently, here.
There's nothing wrong with a female podcast, but if the men want to speak, then it's just a regular room. I could make a room that's only females, but then I couldn't make but then you'd never be able to speak. You'd always be muted.
I'm not interested in that. I just think it's free speech for all, but anyway.
I think the only reason you're encouraging women to come in so that you can talk to them, aren't you? So you can have a mixture of opinion rather than just
totally. Well, they need to just stand up. They need to stand up and...
I'm not totally against the whole having a woman only.
I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to try an experimental female only room and see if it acts as a hot spot.
D
Ab, you've got my total support.
But Rick will never be able to interrupt in that room.
Oh, I don't even go on those. When I see those, all those people, I don't even go on them because I don't want to be this. Because once I start talking, No. The opposite. Once I start talking, I don't stop. So it needs to be a female.
We know.
Yeah, a female.
Yeah, I used to bother me, the whole people talking, and you kind of get used to it. Like, if people got something to say, it's going to come out. So let them go with the flow, you know. You can chat
you just have to listen to a fart podcast to listen to it had to be first and best dressed to get in a word in that show.
Yeah.
Because everyone wanted to talk.
Yeah.
And they did. But hopefully 52 will be on its way as soon as Rollo gets off his high horse and gets down again.
Are you going to bring back Noisy to the podcast?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I need to call him. I've got his number here somewhere, but I've got to try and find it because I didn't write his name.
It's amazing how he stays so quiet. You think he'd join now and then?
Yeah, I don't know, but he's got his own reasons. I don't know, but hopefully we do another show with Velocet producing, he'll be there, and it'll be a good one. Number 52 on the number. Or 51, I can't remember. I think it's 52. Yeah, 52 is on its way. As soon as Rollo...
Wow. And Velocet is quiet. I'm surprised he doesn't drop in.
Well, he emailed me and said, let's do a show. So that was on
that's good.
Friday. Yeah, on Friday.
Yeah.
So
he's welcome to come here and produce this morning show anytime. He can come in.
Yeah, put the music on.
Why not?
Put some highly polished sounds on.
And Johnny's List, that was a good audio that you and Purple Play wanted on FakoTube. I did put it on with the discussion of the language and words. Very interesting.
Oh, that was Alan Watt.
That wasn't Alan Watt.
No?
It was a 49-minute video where they were discussing the words. It's starting to slip from my mind right now.
Yeah, they were talking about money and the...
We're talking about legal and legalese. Law and legal.
I listened to that because the guy introduced himself to me, and then after I listened to it, when I was reading the description, I thought it was Alan Watt.
No, it wasn't Alan.
I'm sure that's in the description. But anyway, regardless if it's him or not, it was. I listened to that, came up my BitTreat feed, and it was just, because I hear people talking about the common law thing and all that sort of stuff, and I just found it very interesting. Like, they talked about, even you brought up the Phoenicians and the British, the crown.
Phoenicians. Yeah, you got it.
And he joined a few dots, and I kind of got it. I don't have a problem with the common law thing. I've just never got into it.
But the bottom line is, we're in their system. We're in their system. Can't get out.
Yeah.
Born in bondage. We're bonds. Bondage.
I don't post a lot of stuff, but when I find something that I think sort of worthy, and I was listening to that,
Did you listen to that?
What's that?
Rick would like.
Yes, I did. Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm sure in the description afterwards it said something about Alan Watt, but it didn't sound like him during the thing, but it was a live sort of...
He was on one of those ones that you posted.
I'll have to go back and have a look a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend...
I'm sort of leaning more towards the Christian Remedy at Law guy who says we can get out because the birth certificate is what you need to escape from. But once you're out, you're out, you're out.
Oh, yeah, he discussed the words register and certificate and bondage. They're all deliberate words. Registration, I like. I never heard that.
Well, you just have to look at the whole birth thing. We got your birth canal that goes down, you know.
I don't have a birth canal.
The canal, everything was to do with the law of the sea. So you've got your birth canal.
Well, that's not what he was emphasizing. He never really emphasized maritime law. Yeah. He was just talking about
He did mention it, but yeah.
It's in there. It's in there, guaranteed.
Essentially, the birth certificate is a mixture of your God-given name and the family name, which is given to you by the rulers, really. So you're mixing the profane with the world.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Registering means you're giving up. You're giving yourself or your property to someone else. So when you register your car, you're giving it back to the state. Like, we don't own, when we register a car, we actually don't own our own cars. It's crazy.
Yes.
No, that's what he was talking about.
And driving on a road means if you're making money out of it, it's part of the system. If you're not making money when you're driving and you're just driving to go from A to B, that is not part of the system. You're just going to take a vehicle from A to B. But if you're driving...
Yeah, but once you register your car, it's not your car, so they can do whatever they want. They can search it. It's their car. You're just in it. You have a command of...
Frank knows the most about this, as far as I'm aware.
Well, when you say I know the most about it... The situation of the birth certificate is that you've been entered into a contract without your knowledge or agreement by your parents. So you, at some point...
They don't know what they're signing. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing when they get it for you.
So when they fill out a birth certificate, they should not put in your God-given name, the names. They should just put their family name in McManus, because that's all the birth certificate is required.
It doesn't even say mother on it. It says something like informant. So you're informing register.
That's right. So that's the informant. It's all that stuff. Yep.
Crazy.
So the Christian Remedy at Law guy, Ab, if you look at his videos, say the last 10 of them, because it's all about Canada, he actually draws the parts in the law explaining very in great detail what the situation is for you.
All right. Can you put a link to that?
Yeah, sure. The thing is, you basically have the opportunity to get your Christian name taken off the birth certificate, and then you're out of the system. But then, you're out of the system, and that means, all your property, as you say, is all loaned by everything you've registered in your other name. You've essentially got to come out of her, my children, as they say.
I'm listening. And I... I find this... Yeah, keep going, Frank.
Well, the whole everything is biblically based, basically.
I believe that as well.
Why is the Bible in every courthouse that you must go and stick your hand over the top and swear an oath, which you were told not to?
Yes, all that stuff. Yeah. So you're mixing private with the public, essentially. And when you mix the two, you enter into sin, become insinuated. It goes through the whole thing. I'd strongly recommend going through it. The guy's a little bit...
What about when they say, do you understand? And you have to
He talks... this guy's got 100 videos, but if you look at the last... I'm just thinking, where's the time to start? So look at the last...
You
want to
play this, Frank?
I don't know how to link them in. I could... If someone else knows how to do it...
All you guys to learn how to use the bot. It's very easy.
I try, but I think I'm blocked or something from the bot.
So how do I use the bot?
Okay, you go into the chat, the bot channel. It says bot commands channel. That's just so we can keep it neat and tidy.
So hang on. And I'm looking. I'm in bot commands,
All right, so do you have the link to the video or do you have the description of the video?
You got to copy the link.
I've got a link to the video.
Okay, so you type the word play. Type the word play.
Type the word play.
And then space, and then paste
link
the
video.
Now, if you want to pause it, then you just type the word pause in the same command channel. So you could start playing it, and if you want to pause it, you can type pause.
Okay. And here we go. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Just looking at things very much in summary now, so. Remember, the Bible is the Christian's charter, okay? Not the Canadian charter, nothing to do with the U.S. and their Declaration of Independence or a Bill of Rights or any of that has nothing to do with it. These are two separate titles going on. One's spiritual and the other one's legal. Now, if you want to remain legal, that's your choice. You can do that. And the only way you can do that is to be unequally yoked and joined. So if you want to leave what is your God-given, you know, purchased, you know, name that was bought by Jesus Christ for you with his blood, okay, well then, if you want to leave it in with the state, then you're never going to see redemption. Maybe a false redemption through Satan. But it's your choice. So it's either man-made constitutions or the charter of the Bible, which rules God's people. Then we look at it, is there going to be any relief in this? Well, not if you don't understand the difference between private and public. So what's private? Private, belonging to oneself, not to the state. To be separate, peculiar, not common or general. So
set of Black's law, by the way.
Public and private at the same time won't work. God's people are separate, they're private. It has nothing to do with the legal world and the legal governments of man, which are public. Okay? Now, what's going on in here? Well, when the state basically induced something onto the statement of birth record the parents filled in that didn't belong to the state, well, that's an act of state. And that's the proof of the damage. So let's look at what that is.
So the thing that you've added on, the private thing that's added on by your parents, is your given names, the names they give to you. The actual birth statement doesn't require that. You're not legally required to give that. And that's where what they call the error occurs. So how do I unpause? Do I press play?
I think resume. I think.
Could that be a misrepresentation? Well, let's look at anything man passes in law is an act of state. So act of state, in the broad sense of the term, many lawful acts of the executive government and many instances of the exercise of the prerogative of the crown might be designated acts of state. Then there's a narrower sense, and that in which the term is more technically, if not exclusively, employed, which related to acts done or adopted by the ruling powers of the independent states in their political and sovereign capacity, particularly an act injurious to the person or to the property of some person who is not at the time of the act a subject of Her Majesty. Which act is done by any representative of Her Majesty's authority, civil or military? Well, I would think that the Registrar General in Canada would be under the civil authority and possibly even military, being a general, in that capacity that could have done this damage. So remember, the proof is there is an act of state damage. Very simple. Now, would you call that a misrepresentation? Well, just to give you some light at the end of the tunnel, this is law. A misrepresentation, what is it? A misrepresentation is a false statement. We know that isn't a true statement. It's just a statement of birth. A misrepresentation is a false statement made intentionally by one party, kind of, we know it's the legal side, to influence the other party to abide by the contract's terms and conditions. A justified misrepresentation in the execution renders the contract void. And depending on the situation, the deceived party may seek legal redress and be awarded damages for any loss.
All right, I think we got it, Frank. I don't know. It's pretty dry stuff, and he's pretty low. What do you think? I got the idea.
So, I mean, he essentially goes through the construction of the birth certificate. What the point is that if you call yourself a Canadian citizen or an Australian citizen, then you belong to the state. If your name is on that birth certificate, then you have no ability to be a private person. So the idea is to get your Christian names off your birth certificate by sending a notification. And then the birth certificate exists without mixing the private and the public. And you are a Christian. You are a Christian. You're not a citizen of a state. And I think basically that's the way that I'm heading.
You do realise, Frank and Johnny, that the reason they shut the courts down isn't just the COVID thing. They're doing that because there's so many people that are awake that are writing letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Doing
I think that's probably the reason why the COVID thing is happening.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I do really think that.
We know their game. We figured out their system.
Yeah, and once that happened, they went into damage control. And
yep.
They don't want it to spread any further. It's spreading.
Man-made climate change wasn't working.
It wasn't working, but just remember, all of the fines issued in Victoria when they had the state of Nazi chaos that they did the last big lockdown were thrown out. They didn't even... you're listening!
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment option.
Money!
Thank you for your support.
Money!
Get away! You know,
I knew when
Spike... I'm trying to interrupt the bot. You can't talk over that bot. I knew when Spike had a big hate on for the bot, I knew there was going to be trouble.
I don't have a problem with the bot because the bot lets people know
where
they are.
I love it.
If somebody tunes in and finds it, I don't have a problem with the bot.
He came storming into the Discord and immediately started attacking the bot. The bot who's hurt nobody. The bot, harmless.
I don't have a problem with the bot.
After the bot.
In 100 years, well, not 100 years, maybe 20 or 30 years, when people are scrolling through the archives of the internet and everything, they'll know where they are.
I think the bot's okay.
And by the way,
it shuts you up immediately and allows
everybody now go download. Yeah, that's right. He always derails the conversation every 20 minutes. No, the bot always derails the conversation, guaranteed.
Sometimes they need that.
But everybody now, take all the audio.
I'm only staring, Rick.
Go get a USB stick and put it in a sealed container and bury it in your backyard. Give your children or their children, if there are any children left in 100 years, a chance to listen to 2021.
Well, hey, Ed.
Go bury a memory. Yeah.
Who was it that put on the last Rick and Johnny's List show last Saturday, that very last thing about the Christian guy going on about the having children?
That was me. I love that guy.
That was awesome.
I was going to ask Frank about that. Did you like that?
Yeah. No, I like that. You know, that my view is that for those people that are following the Christian path, really their lives are fine. I'm just giving you my own view.
Have more children.
Live as the Creator intended us to live.
Did you hear that? So he stayed up for 2 years, reversed his
vasectomy, which I heard is really painful. That's worse.
I've missed this. I didn't hear that bit.
Fucking hell, man. I woke up. This is a good thing.
I don't listen to the replays of us because I don't like hearing my voice.
No, I don't, but I accidentally do it because last night I went to sleep listening.
Rick loves his voice.
When I was 40, there was a lot of pressure on men to have a vasectomy, including me.
Oh, wow.
And I just wouldn't do it. But a lot of men did.
No fucking way.
Yeah, but anyway,
you know why Rick listens to himself, Johnny's List? Because he interrupts himself on his own show. Like he'll yell at himself probably, interrupting.
No, I do.
That's why he's so good at it.
I swear to God, I talk to myself driving. I spend a lot of time by myself driving, and I talk to myself. I'm quite proud about it.
Nothing wrong with that. I do a bit of that myself.
And I answer myself.
Rick, could you do a show? Rick, could you do a show where you're listening to your solo show and record yourself arguing with your own solo show? That would be great.
We'll get this one. My son, my youngest son, who was the carbon copy of myself, he got.
Oh my God!
Apparently, for his English exam. He had to write a play, and he wrote a play about the end of the world, about a guy that needed to go and get some milk, and he got up and he walks out, and the whole end of the world's going on. He's just, he can't notice anything because of the end of the world, and he goes and gets milk. And the English teachers made him, they made him get up and read it in front of all the other pupils, and they said, "You have to go to film school because this is the funniest thing they'd ever heard."
That was on Friday.
He rang me up and he goes, Dad, he goes, they really love my thing. And I said, you know where you get that from? Me. Because he's actually...
It is, because he's free-thinking.
Actually, he shouldn't go to film school because that'll wreck him. Just be independent.
No. That's what I said. That's exactly right. He just came out and he
trusted
me. He's got such big ears that he heard me talking about him and came out and told me as I spoke.
Wow.
But he said,
stay out of school, kid. Otherwise, they'll ruin you. Stay out of school.
You don't need to be a creator.
You don't.
What we do does rub off. But it's like my daughter we don't get into in-depth conversations.
He's heard me arguing with the radio, and he's listened to all the crazy things that I do talk about. And he's written
a
play.
Is he a subscriber to the audio chat?
He listens. Niece.
You've got 1 million listeners at.
My niece listens to the show, and even though she's working for the dark side doing something, she thinks it's hilarious, and her friends think it's funny too. So they're all listening.
Everyone share the show. Share this show, everyone. That's the only thing you should do is share it. Give it to one other person.
Ab, you've got to do the female fakeologist special show thing and let those girls go berserk and put a show out. And that will spread, guaranteed, because women love women gossiping and talking and having good chat.
So an interview special.
An interview special. Yeah, the women. Just chicks. You got the best of them on there now, right now. I mean, what Babette won't say isn't going to be said.
Oh, Babette, man. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I love to... I said to her thing when she...
She's had her own show, mate.
You got Mism. Mm. You got Faye.
Mism, yeah.
And you know Mism, who you great. Want? The best of the lot is doing her stuff on IPS. She should be on here, and that's... What's her name? The martial artist.
Lynn Lindertel is the
peak of the best conversation and arguing, and she just calls a spade a spade. She gave it to Chris.
Well, she's been researching for a long time now.
Oh yeah, for sure. And she's been around for like 10 years more than me, and was an active protester in the Vietnam movement in the '60s. For fuck's sake!
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll do that one more.
Bonsoir. I wanted to bring forward something if you just allow me. I was quite absent the last time, but now it's over. I'm going to be full on the place and everything. So my issue is that looking back on what happened on the past few weeks, I think that the real issue in this place, the issue that we have right now, is Richard. Richard is the issue. Considering everything that happened, No one ever muted or kicked that much people and he's only a mod for about a month. I mean, as soon as someone is pissing you off the guy or saying something you don't like, he's either kicked or muted. And that's too much of a power creep. No one ever did that. Even Napoleon was a better moderator.
Well, he should come back and be a moderator. Bring Napoleon Wilson back as moderator.
I agree. Richard's taking the moderator status too literally.
When it comes to spite, it's worse than that.
I'm glad
it's
he's
way worse than that.
That.
No, that's worse than that. Last night, I'm sorry, I'm emotional, so I start to speak in French.
That's good.
Last night, he implied that he had support and that he could take some people away from here. So He's on a power trip. He's out of his mind. There is no reasoning with him. I don't say kick him altogether. Just remove his power.
Just remove the power.
Moderator.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't delete. Yeah. Cause
he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he was one of the best of us.
But I just want to reiterate the whole Spike thing. Spike's a jerk. Glad he's gone. You know. But
that's totally unrelated to that issue. I mean, last night, I banned Gaia because he made some serious threats towards Richard. I have nothing against Richard. It's just that he's not cut for the job. He's better as a normal participant. And I mean, the guy doesn't have the thick skin that you need to be here. Dave J probably have made him cry.
Dave J makes me cry.
No, I do get it though with Richard. Like, he's taking the moderator status literally.
No, he's taking it on like a robot, like Hell, what, Hell 9000. So you get kicked out and you know, you can't get back into the spaceship because he's kicked you out. And I've been there, and it's so frustrating. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? All I said was, you know, this. So I agree. I don't think he should be allowed to kick people out at all. I think Skylarking and Benoit have been doing a fantastic job, and Original Stimulant been fantastic.
And we have Velocet also for everything that is tech-related. Yeah. So it's not like the team is lacking anything. I always appreciate an addition to the moderating team because life is life. I cannot be on deck each and every time, but I think it might have been a mistake.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. Having been there.
So I'm sorry to bring it directly to the live stream, but that is something that is very important.
I appreciate you doing it.
That's fine.
Yeah, we can talk about anything here.
Exactly.
I prefer a little more anarchy than...
All I'm saying is I was there when Richard kicked him out, and the guy is the guy's a cockhead. He needed to go. You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, you know. But I'm not, I get it with the...
Well, so Richard did a good job. He did a good job on that.
But it wasn't Richard, it was the consensus of the people in the room that just said, fuck him off. Like, just, the guy's a jerk, like, you know. So but I'm talking about that one particular moment. I'm not talking about anything else, like, you know. Like, I'm not talking about other times or whatever
But once again, I don't want to see him gone from the server or anything. Like I said, it's just a question of nurturing him for a while.
He's too heavy.
Yeah, but they neutered him, and then he just kept leaving the room and coming back to make the noise that went when you enter there and leave the room.
I'm talking about Richard is too heavy-handed.
I tried on many occasions to get him to calm down. And like I said, I tried to get him to calm down. I mean, I got Dev J live on the live stream and it was awful. I was unable to form a correct sentence. That's how much he got me. Did I take it bad and kick him out? Absolutely not. Gaia implied that I was a child molester and I got him back anyway. I mean, that's not the way we are doing things. Being too hands-on and harassing the members, and I mean, even Typo, is it that hard to just mute Typo? We always need mute Typo. Typo was never really allowed to speak on the audio channel, so it is what it is. I think that this guy, he let it get to his head a little bit too much, and that's an issue.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I agree. Get rid of more of those stars. Yeah.
Well, at the very least, like even the he probably needs to take a break.
He's all right. Sorry, I'm gone.
Yeah, we could just take a break. You know, Napoleon is another guy that I think we got tired of some of his stuff for a while, and he needed to take a break, but he took a permanent break. We like to hear from him sometimes, but so maybe Richard needs to back off and just relax a bit and let things happen. A little more
natural. But I'm just going to say that Spike guy was a dickhead. Like, I mean, I know you say everybody sorts it out, but
Definitely.
I'll
that's, him. Uh, that's uh, I would argue that he was allowed to be a dickhead, because when he first came here, who was he talking with? Richard. You know, so he saw this guy that is on a power trip, and that everything is kind of messed up, and that this guy is kind of doing what he wants, banning people left and right, muting everyone that he doesn't think are saying the right things. So,
yeah.
In the end, that might have enabled Spike to act like he did. Because he felt that there was that the guy that was in charge, sort of, was a massive cunt. And that in that sense, he didn't have to really respect the place.
Well,
yes.
The one thing I don't... anyone that curtails... Anyone who stops others from speaking, and there's many ways to do it. Like, Spike got in there and made things so unpleasant that the other people didn't
exactly
want to speak. Which,
it was,
which
it was useless. It was useless talking because you just got... You reminded me of somebody else that I don't want to bring up.
You got crazy arguments. You got crazy arguments, yeah. Like,
another
TV
guy,
is not...
He's an apprentice plumber, but he would do the same thing sometimes and just argue for the sake of arguing. Like, there's no rational end to the conversation.
Hold on a sec. Who's an apprentice
plumber?
That's
bound to happen. We have contentious character, and that never was an issue. Nothing resembling what we saw this past week ever happened, and nothing ever resembling what we saw last month ever happened. So I figure it was time to say my piece, because there's only so much I can take. That's something that I always mention. I love this place. It's very important to me, and we're not
look, man, that's fantastic that you said your mind.
Yes.
Speak your piece. Yeah, that's okay. Well, Richard is probably listening, or maybe he will listen. So, Richard, can take a break, take a breather. Don't take this place so seriously.
I think he means well. He just takes.
Oh yeah, I know he does.
Literally, but
I know he does. I know. Everyone needs to just take a break, calm down, and.
We're all adults here.
The idea is to keep the conversation going as much as possible with as many people. That's what people like. Like, there's lots of people when I put one person's name on the description, they won't listen to the entire audio, so they'll miss a whole audio. And so there's all kinds of ways.
I do very much like the diversity of the chat.
Of course, that's why we come here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I do very much. I don't want to come here to hear the same thing every night. I do like the diversity of the chat slot.
Yeah. And Spike was great for a while, but when he starts derailing everyone, it's too much.
Mate, dickhead. As soon as I heard him going in, and you're a much more patient man than me, Ab, I will say that. You entertained him on everything.
I tried.
I was sort of, yeah.
Are you saying he's a cunt?
A little bit, yeah.
Not a good cut.
Ab was just doing the whole vetting thing, like where you've been, what you've from, blah blah blah.
Look, Ab,
and he
Ab
just turned around and turned.
Ab is so forgiving. Ab is like the Mother Teresa of fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, well, no, but not the real Mother Teresa, because she's a nasty piece of work.
No.
You're Princess Di.
Definitely. If we ever need to insult someone, I will be the one to do it. But you are, that's for sure.
I just think Benoit should be the head. I've worked in security before, and you can't, like, and I've been in a pub, right, and the owner came up to me and said, kick these guys out. There's these two Maori guys standing in the corner, tough as nails, and I had to go up and say to them, you two have got to leave. They hadn't done anything. Apparently I found out one of them was going out with her daughter and she just didn't like him. And I learned.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, so I went up to these two guys and I said, listen, man, and I had to do this diplomatic. You got to go, and they said, what have we done? And I said, nothing, but, I kind of gestured behind me, like someone doesn't want you here. The next day, a very good friend of mine rang me up, and I had no idea. He knew these guys, and he goes, how come you kicked my mates out of this pub? And I was like, oh, I had to do it because of this woman, but you've got to work out politics. sometimes and do the right thing. And you can kick people yeah. out without upsetting people. Because I went up to them and I said, look, man, I don't want to do this. But, you know, I used my eyes to go, you know, she's going to go curing the cops if you don't go. And that's what we've got to do sometimes here. Is, you know, like, just be diplomatic yeah. and say, like,
the greater good. You got to look at the greater good, like.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you can't, like, you know, you're fucking things up if you've been, you know, doing this, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, when I found out he kicked, you're listening to Rick Go On.
Hi, this is Ryan Stelling.
Guy Larkin.
Cerulean.
This is El Sushi, the Meatly.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
First time I ever hear the voice of El Sushi.
Yeah,
by the way.
That was Skylarkin. That was a rare bumper.
Well, I'm going to see a lot of Skylarkin soon enough.
Wow. Yeah, keep it quiet. Keep it quiet. Be a gentleman.
Yes.
We don't need to know.
I say absolutely nothing that was disrespectful or anything. I'm just going to see a lot of her.
No, you didn't.
No, you're going to go and see her and say hello to her. Simple as that.
I might have in the past, simple, but not anymore.
That. Just going to go and say hello.
Is this another fakeologist romance?
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea. Mm-hmm.
Is
hello.
It?
Have a glass of whiskey, rather.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to take some? You'll take some.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take some cheese. No, it's not even a joke. I can probably not sustain myself on the cheese they are selling in the UK.
So at least for my personal consumption,
I have to bring some cheese.
What is your favorite cheese? What kind?
I would say Gruyère is my favorite cheese. It can be soft if it's not aged that much, or it can be very salty if it's about 1 year of maturation.
Did you say Brie cheese?
Gruyère. It's a Swiss cheese from a region of Switzerland. Gruyère.
G-R-U-Y-E-R-E. Yeah, you got it.
Try again.
Sorry.
Try again. Gruyère.
I will put the Wikipedia page for it on the left.
All right. I wonder if we can get it.
In my opinion, one of the best.
I really don't know.
The problem is that it's
like,
made with crude milk.
What's it like?
It's
a
hard
cheese. What's it more mainstream? What's it more like? Is it cheddar?
That's mainstream. No, that's the more mainstream. Gruyère will be the more mainstream. The issue might be that in North America it cannot be imported. I'm not sure because it's made with crude milk.
I never heard of it. Okay. I love cheese.
I do too. And I'm going to have the nicest fondue ever in Birmingham. If I can find the material to do it. Because I can bring the cheese, but I cannot bring the pan that is rather heavy and will probably take up half of my baggage.
So you can't bring what? I'm confused. What can't you bring?
No, I can bring the cheese, but I cannot bring the accessory to prepare the dish. Which is basically a specific utensil. And the thing is that it's heavy as hell, so I will not bring it from Switzerland. So I will have to look it up in Birmingham to see if I can find one.
Oh, are you talking like something like a fondue? Fondue kit?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
I don't know how often we can come across those in Birmingham, to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
it must probably exist somewhere.
What are you going to dip into your fondue, or is that not good for radio?
No, just bread.
Oh, okay.
Might have to bring there myself too, because I don't know how good is the English bread. So, not be disappointed. I will come with cheese and bread.
Wow, yeah, I like cheese fondue. They are good. It's crazy good.
One of the best dish ever. But what is fascinating is that it's the national dish of the country, but it's something that you do with what is left of the cheese of the week or of the month, and you just
Benoit, growing up in the 70s,
yes.
fondue was the 70s.
Yeah.
The most
it was a big thing in Australia.
Oh, yeah. A fondue party.
everywhere. I think it was in Canada too. Yeah, it was in Canada.
It was like the coolest thing you could have was a fondue party.
Woo-hoo.
And it was right. it was like having the best of the best. Now it's like coming back again, I believe. So yeah, Benoit, good man. And Benoit, the Swiss know their cheese, like the French. And women love cheese. Let me tell you, I'm telling you right now. Buy a good cheese and you will have a woman following after you. It's like Pepe Le Pew and cheese. Same thing. The romantic Frenchman, the whiff of a good cheese, any woman's going to fall over for you. So he knows
what he's doing.
He'll be bringing a whole bike. Are you going to ride your motorbike there or are you going to be flying
there? No. It will be too expensive to bring the motorbike there.
Oh, no.
I still do not have a license to operate it, so I'm still driving it illegally, so I can only use it in Switzerland.
Good man. Hey, you are following you're keeping off the system. We don't want driver's licenses.
No, definitely not. But the thing is that I'm kind of afraid of driving with a motorcycle license because it might be boring. You know what I mean? Every time I drive, there is a thrill. There is something. I can get pulled over and the fun is stopped.
Yeah, no. But
if I have a license, what is the fun?
The addiction. It's addiction to being
exactly.
Illegal. You want to be
exactly.
A 1%er. 1%er. That's why I should have Fakeholders 1%er t-shirts made up. 1%ers. Because I think we are literally the 1%ers on the planet right now.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you this, I listened to all of IPS's latest two shows, Fakeologist.
Okay.
Fakeologist. Fantastic. And on the last one that came out today, he has opened phones and he has some very good guests to bring in.
And okay.
Yeah, I'll highly listen. Recommend. Yeah, I listened to it. I was impressed. I liked it.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of, Kevin J. Johnson's show. He puts them on Telegram so you can download them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to stream. He gets kicked off all the streaming services.
That's what you want. You want someone getting kicked off their streamer regularly.
Yeah.
You need someone to rebel.
He posts a whole video on Telegram. You can download it and watch it on Telegram in the background. So I'm more Canada
those days.
I live here.
Those days, I'm listening to a lot of people from the far right in the French scene. Not that I am agreeing with most of what they are saying, but for some reason, I found out that they are the only person that are defiant of the government and kind of discerning the fuckery that we are living in. So as much as I don't share their view on immigration or anything like that, I think that in most...
Who are you talking about?
Well, I have been listening to a bit of Alain Soral. There is a show that is quite hardcore, and I will not condone any of the views that they have, but still, they are aware that the fuckery is going on. It's called Democracy Participative. And I'm still amazed that this show and website exists because it might be the most racist thing I ever came across. But if you take the time to go behind what is an obvious racism, you can see that those guys have a keen understanding of the mechanism of society. And that is what I'm interested in.
Okay.
I don't care much about people's political view, but the larger view they have on society is of interest to me.
Yeah, you want rebels. You want rebels, but you do have to be careful about once they start being nasty.
Well, they're not controlled.
Yeah, exactly. You want uncontrolled. That's why I was like with Fertilizer Spike. I was like, leave him alone. You let him say what he wants to say. But if he was being antagonistic, then no go. I've got no support for that. I don't support anyone that's upsetting other people's free speech. And that's what some people can do. You know, like
that's the problem. Everybody they get free speech confused with antagonism.
Yeah.
Like, and the guy was a dickhead. Like.
Yeah.
But we all want to be free speech advocates because we're used to being silence.
I don't agree with being a cunt to everyone, whatever. But I do agree with if someone's got something to say, they should be able to say it somewhere.
Yeah.
That's why there needs to be like a open mic, you know, say what you want spot and a female site on Fakeologist, so that the girls can just go in the girl room. And I'm telling you, it's a good. I agree with separatism. And, you know, like, wouldn't you rather have a room with, you know, like, you know, if you were surrounded, if it was mainly women on chat and you wanted a room where just the guys could go in there and just, you know, not be censored for being a bloke, you'd like that as well. So I think it should be...
It shouldn't have to be censored for being a bloke. That's the thing, but...
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, the blokes are the ones on that getting in the hard yards. It's not women anymore. Women are going to be... They're using the sexism thing, like the racism thing, to absolutely move agendas.
Exactly.
So there's no two ways.
It's been a gift. It's been given to them. Like,
but here, on Fakeologist, if you finally found a woman that's awoke to the same level of truth as you are, then I think it's good that they can go and have get away. Because like, there are... Guy kept going on there, like, groveling away to these chicks all the time and, you know, trying to drag them onto his channel. They don't need that. They just need to, if they want to have their
Free
talk.
I understand what you're saying, Rick, but it shouldn't be that they need their own space. It should be those people should be dealt with.
And
they are, because Gaia, as of last night, is not on there anymore.
Yeah.
For the reason that he threatened.
Can he come back? Because he keeps coming back.
I banned him, so maybe later on there will be a discussion of should he be back or not, because that's always the case. But in this specific instance, it was a threat, and he was snarky, and he was implying that he had some pull around here.
Yeah, he knows he hasn't, and that's
I just think it shouldn't be because you're not nice to a woman, you should be banned, and we should create a woman only. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole and you get kicked.
So we're kind of saying before though that, you know, maybe everyone should be able to say what they want. I think there should be a woman, just because of the fact it's very rare to get women on here, and I've been here for years.
I understand, and I do agree, and I've
seen what's gone down.
Nurture it, yeah.
Nurture it, absolutely, yeah. And let them have their
own. Take a flight and go and meet them.
Yeah, you're in there. You're speaking to the converted here, man. You know, it's not that I'm against that, but I think that. But just to encourage the females, I think they should have their own.
I agree. You're right. Yeah, because it could encourage more.
Because they are different.
I identify as a female, by the way. So if you speak about the female on Fakeologist, you are speaking about me.
So Frank's a 31-year-old lesbian, apparently.
Yes, I'm still waiting for my tax break because I am a woman, but apparently that's not a thing in Sudan.
But I am a woman anyway. But I do think if there's a female Fakeologist site, fantastic. Because you'll get these people like Rochella, that she came on left because of Rollo, carrying on with his words that he uses. She came on and left because of him. There needs to be somewhere where they can just go and see each other
You're right.
I've already heard. They come on and they leave because a guy, particularly Rollo's, unfortunately, again, he puts people off when he carries on like he did with SMJ. They need to be able to go somewhere and just be like themselves.
I agree with you, but if we ever create an audio room for ladies only, it has to be called the cackling room.
If they're in the ladies only room, do they have to wear just their pyjamas when they're in there?
No, lingerie. Lingerie, I would say. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking as well because the ladies listening.
My prediction is the room will get no. It will get no action. I reckon it will.
I'm saying that if it had a room that they can go.
I would be interested what they say when we're out there.
Yeah, they'd say that, God, he talks
bloody
like
men.
Yeah, but the problem I can't really record it because they'd have to record it themselves. I can't have two streamers.
Oh, that's true.
Can you? I wondered that, if you could have two or not.
No,
forget about it. I was just a suggestion.
Well, the thing is, I don't think anyone will use it. I could make one, but I just don't think anyone will use it.
Well, no, if
you had a second one, then SMJ, for SMJ to bash people, that'd be good.
SMJ cage match.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You could have his own channel, man. It'd be awesome. Well, it'd be good.
Yeah. No, or you just have one that's like, get over it site, and just, you can say what you like without getting upset.
Yeah.
Free talk, and don't get upset if you're on this channel because, you know, someone might say something. Do that. I don't know. I would like to see somewhere where the females can go and chat together because they all get on well, and it's good. It would be good to see Rochello and Kayham and...
I don't think that would bring them back, though. They're not here because of those reasons. They have other reasons, probably.
Yeah, possibly.
Let's ask Fake Egg what he thinks. He's here. A new voice.
He's not a new voice. He was on weeks ago. The Swedish.
That's true.
A wonderful Swedish man.
Fake Egg, you can talk if you want. If not...
Hello.
Hi, brother.
Hello.
Hi. I'm on the shop.
You're on the show.
No, I'm buying some dried beans for.
Oh, nice.
I'm kind of prepping a bit.
Oh no!
In the RV.
What is coming for Sweden? What do you think is coming?
I don't have the details, but things are getting a bit lighter now. Probably we can go to a concert with some maximum number in the audience and stuff like that. So just like in England and other countries, they are dangling the carrot in front of us, I guess. Before the next crackdown.
I have to say that I am a big fan of your accent, and we should definitely get a podcast together. That would be the most hard to listen to ever.
As long as you got subtitles, it'll be good.
Pigeon English, it could be called.
I'll practice my Swiss. Vad heter du? Fake cake.
But you were talking about the ladies.
Yeah, oh yes.
Is there someone that has left the channel?
Yes.
Did I understand? That's right.
Yeah, they got rid of Spike.
Who left the channel because of Spike?
Yes.
No, he got kicked off.
But we can bring him back. We have a possibility to bring him back if we ever...
I don't want Spike back.
Please don't.
No, Spike.
Guy got kicked off. And,
I'm a little bit more in favor of Gaia, but I think something on his channel and so.
I think we should give Spike the link to Gaia's channel.
I think my opinion is that
it was on Gaia's channel.
The psychology was always. A recruitment tool for Gaia, if you know what I mean. We choose who he wants and we try to bring them to his shitty organization that will never take off because he's a ginger cunt. And that's about it.
Oh man, I wish you would have gone to Colombia. That would have been great.
Spike has found Gaia's channel.
Oh, good. Sent Spike to Dave J's channel and he said he can last more than 3 days because I got kicked off after 3 days.
Yeah, same here.
Funny that coincidence. Or that
wait, Frank, you were kicked off Dave J's channel?
Yeah, same with me.
What did you do? You agree with everything the guy says. What happened?
No, I don't agree with everything he says.
Okay.
I think his view.
You're listening. I wear my face.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I'm more of a Jesuit basher than him.
Okay.
Well, not to hammer that point too much, but everything I said about Richard, Skylarking is backing me 100% as he just wrote me. So basically, half of the moderating team is fed up with the game.
No, Benoit, I agree.
Yeah, I saw that.
I support you.
He's just taking it too literally.
Yes. And yeah, I don't want to go back to what it was before, when I was alone and I had to speak with everyone and I have more free time. So I don't want to go back to that, of course. I'm not a drunk on power or anything. It's just not him. Someone else, whoever you want. Let's try Rick. Rick will be excellent.
Rick, you want to be a moderator? Is Rick here enough, though? Because he's quite busy.
You know, I can do it. I can be a backup.
There's nothing wrong with numbers. People that have been here a long time should have that. Yeah.
Well, we've had it. We have a couple moderators that never moderated once, like DB User and his original simulant doing moderation duty.
Yeah, he says he is, and he pops up.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, because that's him that verified Spike. So he's doing this. He verified Spike.
You know, I can do it if needed.
Okay.
Definitely. You got my vote.
Who's DB User?
DB User is someone that is from the Hawksbuster place, and Velocet suggested that he was a great character, very intelligent, and a wise man to ask advice. So he was promoted to the moderation team as a kind of a senior advisor. At least that's how I see him.
But has he done any moderating? I've never even talked to the guy, have I?
Maybe over the years it happened, because he was on the Hawksbuster crew for a long time, and he probably still is. So you probably came across this character over the years. I know is that in my recollection of it, it's Velocet that brought him in. Like I said, senior advisor, someone that is experimenting in that field and whatever. I was kind of hoping he would chime in on the Spike issue, but he did not for some reason.
Do you think he should still be a moderator then, or?
Well, I trust Velocet's opinion on it, so I will leave him as be, for the simple reason that, yes, I value Velocet's opinion. At the very least, out of respect for the outstanding job he did recreating the film.
All right.
Anyway.
And Skylarkin was verifying most of the people anyway, so it was not like there was a gap or anything like that. But I agree that it's terrible that the last two episodes were mostly spent on intern politics. But that's how it is. The organization is growing, and that's bound to happen.
Okay. You're not just promoting Skylarkin for future considerations, I hope. You're a little biased.
No, I passed that for long enough. I mean, I get the plane tickets, I will get the Airbnb this weekend. I'm way beyond that point. I don't really need to flatter her. It's just that she's a great person, and she did the job. She actually did the job, so praise on her.
All right, I'm joking. All right, I'm joking with you, Ben.
I like Skylarkin.
Yes.
Well, that's all that matters.
I made her a moderator. Kind of on a sneaky way, but I did not regret the choice because, like I said, she did verify a lot of the newer members that we have here.
Oh, yeah,
she's okay. Rich is just taking it too literally. Like, I don't think he comes from a bad place, but he's, just taking it a bit literally. Right.
He's an over-moderator.
Yeah, it was done there to verify people, and he's just taking it a bit, further.
This is the Richie show.
Johnny come lately. How's Tasmania?
Should we?
Pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
Yeah? You cold or what?
Cold down here, mate.
Always cold.
Not always, flying
down there? Are you pro needle or against needle?
Me personally, no needle for me, but you know, not that it matters, Ab, I can take any fucking poison. I'm a Christian, mate.
Yeah. Yes.
What
poison are you taking tonight? What poison are you taking tonight?
Oh, a bit of fucking Jim Beam.
You like the bourbon?
That's about it. Yeah.
What part
if you had to take the needle to get in the liquor store, would you take it?
Not to get in the liquor store, I'm not going to do the vaccine.
That's why we need a type error. Because in fact, type error had the capacity to teach us how to make homemade booze, which will eliminate the need to go to the liquor store.
Well, you know, I'm not for vaccine passports, Jerris.
Me neither. And frankly, I'm happy that it's not in place at the moment I will be traveling. So it might be just before that I will be going. So it's going to be a kind of an hybrid trip because it will be like it was before in some ways, but there will be some difference. So I don't really know what will it be, and I'm quite excited to discover that. I mean, they will swab me. I never get swabbed. I managed to never get swabbed. And now I'm about to do it voluntarily. So it's funny.
Benoit. Can you just play what I put on the live stream show notes that everybody must get back?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love
you. So if you ever want to rejoin the moderating team, you just have to type play and pass the link after that.
Okay.
To get it to play.
What shouldn't have been on there that was the inducement. And you're out of it. It's done.
You gotta skip that one. Just type skip.
But if you don't grasp these terms,
skip
then
that one.
Yes,
I'm on it.
Videos over and over again.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
We were here not giving you the simplistic message.
This is it.
Vax you when you want to take a plane. We'll vax you twice, then we'll come back again. We'll vax you because you wouldn't wear our mask. And we'll vax you even if you never ask. But don't you think of making tracks. Everybody must get vaxxed. Well, we'll vax you when you want to see a game. And we'll vax you for a concert, just the same. We're even gonna pay ya for your jab. And let our bribes run up the public tab. But you complain you're overtaxed. Everybody must get vaxxed. We vax you at the drive-thru in your car. You can get vaxxed like your favorite movie star. We'll vax you and we'll say that you are brave. We'll vax you till we send you to your grave. Then it's just too late to get the facts. But everybody must get vaxxed.
Now you whine that you're opposed to vaccination, but you're flying off to France for your vacation. And your boss is warning you to get our shot, or he'll get someone else to fill your spot. And you're just not up to getting axed. Hey, everybody must get back. Till you pass out in your seat. Then we'll vax you till there's tremors in your feet. We'll vax you till there's blood clots in your brain. We'll vax you till you just can't stand the pain. But until we run out of body sacks, everybody must get vaxed. Take it away, Dr. Fauci.
Terrible song.
I have a question for Rick.
Yes.
What is up with Rollo? I'm not following much because, like I said, I was quite absent. So what is up with Rollo?
He's sick. He's got he's got a terrible cough. He can't even, actually, he just rang me and he sounds better. And I think he must have listened to my salt intake thing. He's listening right now, too. Let me tell you right now.
Oh,
he's on
so shout out to Rollo. We miss you.
Rollo.
Yeah, yes, we will. Come back.
Yeah, come back, you stupid cunt. And he... he just rang me to say, if I left, because I actually left to go and find that song, which, look, if you listen to the original by Bob Dylan and that, it's almost identical. And
can't stand that song, though.
Yeah,
it's discordant. All the tones in it are meant to make you angry.
Yes, very bad. Well, remember the original song is a pop
musical troll.
Yeah, well, Bob Dylan's song "Everybody Must Get Stoned" was a push for marijuana use. Blah blah blah.
I thought it was a Cypress Hill song.
Everybody must get stoned. Bob Dylan. But just remember,
that goes to show
the Masons and Stone. The word Stone. If you see the word Stone as a surname, like Oliver Stone, his son, and actually Sasha Stone, these guys, it's Masonic. They love the name Stone, and it's
probably not their real last name anyway.
I don't think it is. No, I think it's a Masonic code. But Oliver Stone, 100% is disinformation. What he did with the JFK thing was total chaos. He took the JFK story and made it even more confusing in one movie. And his son is probably, I don't know if he's the same, but as soon as you hear Stone as a surname, the Masons love rocks and stones. It's something about their, it's in their thing. I don't know what it is, but rocks and stones, Rockefellers, stones, whatever, guaranteed.
So do you think
Masons.
that there is any relation in that fact that, for example, the crack cocaine is called rocks and stones? Do you think that there is any correlation to that?
Yes. That's why the whole word getting stoned and third stone from the sun, Jimi Hendrix, all of that was, there's a, it's like inserting 911 or 311 into a song. Stone is their thing. They love the rock and the stone. There's something about the sacred stone that they worship, you know, and the Jews and the Muslims and all that. They have that
stone. Some of my relatives well, still stone roofs today in this
what?
Age. Some of my relatives still stone roofs. You know, we've got a lot of tin roofs over here.
Yeah. So There you go. Johnny Come Lately just came out with a genuine one.
A real zinger.
But getting stoned, there's a code in it. Guaranteed. Just like your 911.
I thought it was to kill somebody.
Yeah, it is. Well, it was back in the day with the punishment being stone, but stone and rock and all those...
Stone to death, man.
Yeah. Stones. There's something about stone.
But I have to say that we used that saying in French when I was a kid, like, you are stone. You know, we are saying that to someone that was stupid or on drugs or whatever. But it totally disappeared on the new vernacular for the young people. They don't say you are stone that much anymore.
Yeah, getting drunk was getting stoned too. Just getting drunk. It wasn't just getting smashed on pot. But I definitely think stone and stoned was deliberately put into the language, like all the coded numbers. And I'm sticking to it. And if I need to find evidence, I will.
That's right.
Anyway, good to hear you, Johnny Come Lately. And how's Tasmania going?
Good to hear you guys too.
Yeah.
These are a good crew. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
What bourbon are you drinking? Jim Beam or?
Yep, Jim Beam, mate.
Good man.
That's all.
Excellent. Yeah, no, Rollo's listening as we talk. That'll be on the...
What part of... Oh, actually, Johnny Come Lately. What part of Tasmania? South, north?
I'm a northerner, mate. We got no fucking curry with them fucking southerners, I tell you.
Okay. Divide and conquer.
The Tasmanians are divided too? Wow.
The southerners and the fucking mainlanders. Oh, well, the mainlanders ain't too bad, some of them, you know, but them fucking southerners.
Only a few of them.
Yeah,
you have mice in Tasmania? Are you the mice thing going on there?
Johnny, what do you think about those New Zealanders?
Don't talk about them. No, most of them are all right. Some of them are all right. Some of them.
Yeah, you're right, Rick. You're right. Yeah.
It's like talking about people from Adelaide being serial killers. I mean, We don't all say that they're all
right. No wonder I can't get a woman. Do you want to come and stay at my place? No, you're not mad at me.
That's the way. I'm from Tasmania, but I'm not Tasmanian or from South Australia. I moved here, and I'm from Victoria.
Beep.
You're listening.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Prasian. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
There you go. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. But anyway, guys,
that's one of the first things I discussed here.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, gentlemen, you're all fantastic, and you're all superstars.
Yeah. Great chat.
Be told. All right,
great chat. Thank you.
Take care. There goes Rick.
That's good.
Mars Value usually comes in at this time. Go to fake11.com/stream2 or radio2 and see if there's any other listeners. You can check the map. Anyone on a computer can check and see who's listening.
So what are we going to talk about?
There isn't much up in
there really
any not
having any protests
is,
in your country?
Well,
that's the big
not
question.
Really, but if you want something to discuss and something that is familiar to us, so it's even better. Well, there are still some terrorism in France, but the funny thing is that as it is right now, it is not even called terrorism anymore. So there are some people, that is the official story, of course, that I am giving. I'm not saying that this is true, but there are people in France that for some reason decide to stab cops. And the pattern that is happening right now is that those people allegedly come into the police station and they stab a lady at the front desk. It happened maybe 2 days ago, a week ago, and I think there was another one a month ago. And that is the narrative in France, is that there are apparently people that they say they are deranged, although they all seem to be of Muslim origin, on the official story once again.
Yeah.
And the narrative is that they are deranged, and the fact that their geographical origin or religious appartenance is not much discussed. So it's rather a strange twist of events. That it's pushed, but not in the sense that it used to be pushed.
They're pushing the Muslim terrorist narrative?
No, exactly the opposite. The guys are Muslim, but they are pushing the psychiatric angle, if you know what I mean. They are saying the guy was insane. And so it's a strange change in narrative. It's not that those guys were Muslim extremists. They are extremists, but it's because they are insane that they did that.
So there's no real protests going on in your countries?
As far as I know, there is a few small protests, but there was one. I think that there is one today. And the thing is that since I dropped something on my foot, I will not be able to go there. But my original plan was to try and get Mizom to come with me. I think that it is in Lausanne. So either it was this week or last week. I thought about it last night, but my feet is killing me too much. I will not be taking the train or walk around.
Okay. What about Australia?
Ask Frank. I have no idea.
No, I don't keep up with it at all. I'm more your, you know, my views are,
well,
like you keep saying, I think protesting is given to us as a, you know, as the way to do things. I'm not a...
But
if people really want to protest, they just stop participating.
Well, on another note, there will be next month, I think it's today before I leave to Birmingham, and I will not vote, obviously, as always. There will be a votation on a new law article that will be tightening the security measure that can be taken against someone. So if you are just suspected of being an extremist, which probably half of what I am saying on this place can qualify as, you can be assigned to your residence for a while. I think a few months, 6, 9 months, something like that. So it's kind of the continual erosion of what the government is allowing us to do and say.
So I've had some success with writing letters to my parliamentarians. There was a cash ban that was coming in that, that my local parliamentarians responded to when I wrote, and that cash ban ultimately was defeated in Parliament. So I think that's the far better way to go about trying to organise change. I don't think protesting is a useful thing at all.
I don't think protesting does much, but I don't think that contacting any government official will do much either. Most people, they just don't care. And even
well,
if they
they are
owned by older interests.
I've had some success with the letter writing stuff.
So did they answer?
Yeah, well, in fact, the cash ban legislation got defeated. The writing letters to the Prime Minister has been effective about the vaccinations has been effective. I think these things work.
So that will mean that those people have any type of real power, which I really doubt.
But it's not about whether they have real power or not. It's whether the legal framework uses them, you know, whatever their actual power is. It's still the legal framework requires their signatures.
I see. But it will be easy to diffuse responsibility when the dust settles. In a few years, if some good changes are happening, there might be some hard questions that will occur. I think that at this point, those people will diffuse the responsibility because that's what they always do.
For the moment, unless you specifically do something about your legal position in writing, then you are caught up without recourse. You know, there is there is no, if you're injured by a vaccine in Australia, you've got no recourse at the moment. If you agree to
can I ask you a question, Frank?
Please go ahead.
All right. So you're saying that the written law trumps your window being smashed in and the protesters overrunning your fucking place and hanging you by the neck.
I'm suggesting to you that the idea of protesting is belligerent and doesn't really get you anywhere. I think the power is with the government and the army and the police.
Well, it always has been, hasn't it, up until now?
Always has been, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the view that you can successfully manage your life by being belligerent. I think you have to take pen in hand, and the pen is mightier than the sword, I think, is the old-fashioned saying.
Well, what do you mean by belligerent, Frank?
So, essentially, if you're made an offer that they want to vaccinate you and you say, "If no, I'm not going to do that."
Yeah.
That's...
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's basically being belligerent. Whereas if you say, "Yeah, I'm happy to get vaccinated, provided you'll indemnify me for any loss," because you can do this to your employer as well. The employers say, "Well, you've got to get vaccinated to work here." And you say, "Okay, that's fine, I'll get vaccinated, but you're basically coercing me to do that, and I'll do that provided you will make good any damage that occurs to me as a result of this vaccine."
You sound like a protester, Frank.
Not at all. I'm not a protester. I am willing, always very cooperative, always.
Always?
I'm happy to accept your offer.
You'll take the vax and the Panadol?
If the Prime Minister is happy to vouch to recompense me and my family in the case of any loss, I'm happy to
do it. Well, he's not. No, he's not going to do that. Yeah.
Well, and I wrote letters, and I've got a letter to that effect. So basically, I've got a letter back from the Prime Minister guaranteeing me that vaccines are voluntary.
You're sounding more like a greenie every minute, Frank.
A greenie.
Yes, a greenie, one of them fucking protesters, mate, trying to save the foresters.
Yeah. I'm actually a mining engineer by training, and not a lot of mining engineers get called greenies these days, but there you go.
Well, there you go. There's a new thing on the earth.
I'm really sorry about the noises, but I like to be outside. For some reason, any motherfucker with a motorcycle is deciding to use that street today.
I've got to shoot off for a second. I'll be back as soon as possible.
Hi. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great. What can I say that? I'm living way above my means. It's going to backfire badly, but for the moment, everything is great.
I have a bit of trouble picking up what you're saying, Ben, but I have listened to you and I like you. So that's all cool. I guess you're off to England soon. Off to Britain.
In 2 weeks. Yes.
Well, good luck with that. I hope you meet some nice people there. Are you going to meet up with Skylarkin?
Skylarkin, maybe Richard. If he does come to some senses until then. And Typo Error, I want to meet Typo Error too. I will probably meet Tom, Alto, anyone that is in the UK. I will take an Airbnb with an extra room, so everything will be fine.
Aye, that's cool, man. That's good.
Yes, I would have invited Rollo to come to the UK. Apparently, he's battling his own issues.
Yeah, don't invite Rollo, man. He'll drink all your piss.
Well, as long as he can pay for his own liquor, there is absolutely no issue with me.
Ah, well, I don't let this shit get me down, Benno. Even though I see this shit happening, every day they roll out their agenda and they're failing, man. They're failing right fucking now. They just ain't going to admit
it. Johnny, come lately.
Have you been in Tasmania your whole life?
No, I'm
from South Australia. I'm just wondering if you've been Tasmania. You've been your whole.
I'll tell you something about fucking South Australia, boy.
Yep.
It's my fucking nemesis state. Every time I go there, something fucking bad happens to me. Even if I'm just passing through. So I stay away from it, even though it looks like a fucking lovely place on the outside, you know, with the sunshine and pretty girls and all that shit. I just get through there as fast as I can.
Well, they call South Australia the serial killer. whatever you call it, capital of Australia.
You know about the serial killers, don't you?
Which ones?
The ones they put out in the 70s and 80s, the fucking Berkowitzes and the fucking, all the mad cunts that killed heaps of people, the Green River fucking killer and all that. That was all out there. You know, anyone exploring the internet was going to come across
the city. What about the Beaumont children and that lot?
That's another one of them fucking stories, Johnny.
Yeah,
I reckon that was fake. Just fake.
I. Complete fucking bullshit to keep us spinning for fucking 30 years of fucking more.
Yeah. Actually, I've been surprised that hasn't been dragged up for a long time.
They'll put the paper next fucking month or next weekend. Oh, the Beaumont children, another fucking series.
It's because, what's her name? I can't think of her name. She's been talking about it. She reckons her father was the one that got rid of him and all that sort of stuff.
Who's been talking about it?
Oh, God.
Someone related to the fucking family or something like that.
So it is back on again, is it?
Oh, no, there's a woman that she said her father buried him in a sinkhole.
Sorry.
Let me find it. No, go on. Johnny, come over, go on.
Aye, what?
Port Arthur got dragged out again recently.
Aye, look, that's fucking bullshit. I'm from here, and I know cunts that have been to jail, and they say they all see Martin Bryant, but he's not in fucking jail. And he's not there now because about 10 years ago they said we've built this special place for Martin Bryant. You know, a mental something or other, and he ain't even supposed to be in jail, and they still do fucking, you know, Tasmanians are convinced he's in jail and that there was all them people shot and shit like that. Yeah. So it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the jailhouse interviews? We never get that. We had a serial killer here. From 1995, never once have we heard or seen him. Why?
Because it's a fake fucking story, that's why.
I know. I know, but that would be really interesting if they would drag an actor up to do that. I guess it's too much effort and nobody cares.
They're usually not short of effort for certain stories, but I guess killers...
I think we'll find out how influential this show is, Johnny. If the Beaumont children's story gets dragged out over the next couple of weeks, we'll know that we did it.
Well, they'll bring up a story every year about it.
What's your name?
Just to keep the fucking your nerves on edge or whatever. You keep you in their fucking mad world of horror and fucking nightmares.
Yes, exactly.
And shit like that. Stuff.
It's just totally just untrue.
Yeah, they just drive the fucking narrative, man, and we all come home. Well, I used to come home and watch fucking 3 channels of the fucking 6 o'clock news.
Same
just
here.
To make sure I never fucking missed anything.
Yeah, we all did,
I just wanted to be so well informed.
Exactly. So did I, man. So did I. And
I wanted to be misinformed.
Hey, well, there you go. It takes all types. You can pay for that.
Yeah, it's
The ABC here has got become feral, though. They really are. Like, the way they talked about what's going on in India is must be criminal.
Oh, yeah. Man, it is, but it's...
But in a free society, if we were a free and open society, we should want to be able to look in and talk and see our prisoners and make sure they're not being abused, because in that sense, we wouldn't want to live in a society where if you were locked up in jail, especially if you're wrongfully convicted, that there would be prison would be an awful place.
Who gives a fuck about fucking criminals, Ab? Fucking dirty little fucking law-breaking cunt. Who gives a fuck about them?
Well, that's the problem, is if not everyone in there is a criminal.
Well, so you say, but, you know, that's not what we're led to believe. Anyway, guys,
take care.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Johnny, do you reckon the Snowtown thing was real?
I honestly, back in the day, I believed it all, and I live not far from Snowtown.
And I used to be one of the. I was kind of responsible for. I was the engineering guy at the saltworks down near there.
Yeah.
So I was regularly around that area.
Well, I just posted Rachel Vaughan. That's the name I was trying to remember before, who talks about the Beaumont children and their brother in the live stream chat. But yeah,
is she the real McCord, you reckon?
I kind of think she is. She I grew up in Candlelight Gardens. She was in Edwardstown, which is just like not far over. And it's just why would you be doing this? Why would you make all this noise and everything?
I think some people are given a job.
And I agree with that. I totally agree. Trust me. I totally agree. Yeah. You can't believe everything. Like, totally agree.
But to be honest, it's quite interesting. I have friends that have said things to me that are, you know, I'm absolutely confident they're just not true. They've just lied. Well, they want to be part of the story for some reason.
Hmm. Yeah. But I would recommend listening to it. And just take what you will.
Yeah. So is that in the live stream notes you put it?
Yeah, I just posted her. That's her International Tribunal, which is, the International Tribunal of Human Justice. That's where she does her talk on that. But the thing is, the guy that heads that up is that Robert David Steele. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen him on YouTube, so... But it's quite interesting. I would still recommend watching it. And there's one from her brother on the same channel. And, she's 1 year younger than me. And she's talking about Edwardstown, which is like, you know, a few hundred metres away from where I grew up. And not that it means anything, but I would still recommend listening to it and take what you will. She talks about the family murders, everything, the OTO, Crowley, she talks about a lot of stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah. What her advantage is. I don't take everything with a, pardon the pun, a pinch of salt. Now, these days, I take everything as, you know, are they full of shit or are they, yeah. But it's interesting.
That's the thing, Johnny's list. Sooner or later, you're going to find out there's so much as bullshit.
Yeah.
And it'll be second nature, and you'll be happy finding out about it. You'll love that, finding out about it, investigating this and investigating that. But then you've got to come to terms with these cunts that lie every day. And that's where you find yourself, man.
Exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
It all turns out good in the end. That's all I'll tell you.
Why do you think it all turns out good? Going to come lately?
Why do I think that?
Do you share? I have a biblical view that it's all going to work out fine. Is that Is that the reason you have your views, or is it a different reason?
Probably because of that, but at the same time, whatever you might think about what's going to happen in the future, and I think it's going to be good, and I think we're going to win, but I don't know what victory looks like. But regardless of that, each day we look forward to seeing something happen or something not happen or whatever. But, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm probably a bit pissed now, but that's...
You're right.
Today is as good as it's going to get. Maybe if you're happy and shit like that, or... If you're sad, it's going to get better and shit like that. That's why I say that,
hey,
Frank.
Hey, Johnny, what time of the day do you start drinking?
Not that early.
Yeah, no, not you. I meant Yossarian.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I don't always drink, Ab. Once in a while I need a drink so I can have a good talk with God and fucking ask him some hard questions.
Yeah, but what time do you start, usually?
I started tonight about fucking 8 o'clock or something, and I'll probably finish about 8. I'm a fairly respectable drunk, you know.
I only ever hear you when you're drunk, that's why. So my perspective is skewed.
You usually cut me off when I'm fucking drunk, Ab.
I know. Well, you're getting close.
There might be a reason for that, but anyway.
Anyway, all the best to you, Ab. You've got a very smart missus. And, I was going to say something for your kid.
Okay, go ahead.
Give her distilled water. It may work a fucking miracle. You never know.
I don't understand. Well, what does that have to do with insulin, though? We drink clean water. I purify the heck out of our water.
All right. I knew this woman, girl, whatever you want to call her. And,
A Sheila.
This Sheila I knew when I was young, and I met her again. She called me up, shit like that.
Yeah.
And I told her to drink her own urine. I mean distilled water. Same thing. And she had Crohn's disease and all this shit, and back and forth to the doctors, and suddenly she was fucking well. So, you know, I'm just saying, try it. She was taking shots of insulin, and suddenly her count would rise or drop or whatever it fucking did, and she'd be having a fit and shit. And then I asked her, I said, well, what happened since then, you know? And she said, she wasn't using the insulin anymore. She started controlling it with her... with
that's
food.
All great, but there's two types of diabetes. And the two are not related, really. They're not really related.
Well, she was taking the insulin app, same as your daughter.
Okay. That doesn't mean that she had the same one.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, mate,
type one and type two are vastly different.
That's in her past now.
And as the clinic told us, they wish type 2 diabetes was not called diabetes. It confuses too many people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue, Ab, about that.
It is, though. They're two vastly different things.
All I know
is that she was shooting insulin, and I would get a call, and she was having a fit in the ambulance and shit like that, you know, and that doesn't happen anymore since she started drinking distilled water. And she didn't even have fucking operation for Crohn's to remove another bit of her intestine and shit like that.
Yeah, well, they're both autoimmune diseases, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Johnny Tamlaley, what's your history? Did you spend your whole time in Tasmania, or? I find this quite interesting.
That's a personal question there, Johnny.
Oh, you can tell me to piss off, it doesn't matter, but... I'm an Aussie. I just didn't find... Yeah.
Where are you, Johnny?
South Australia. I grew up in Adelaide. Like, I'm 48.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I grew up in Adelaide. Like, I moved to the mid-north of South Australia because I'm sick of the normies. But
oh, yourself? Right. Well, I have to say this, Johnny. Even though Adelaide is my nemesis state, I have met some good people from South Australia.
Why is it your nemesis state? Nemesis state, like that word.
Nemesis
why?
Is like enemy.
Why? Because you never had a football team or something. Why is it? Like,
no, every time I've gone through Adelaide or South Australia, something bad has happened to me. So that's why it's an nemesis state.
How many times did you go through Adelaide?
Probably about 20 times.
Okay.
Name the worst thing that happened to you.
No. I will not.
Come on.
Name the worst thing that happened that you didn't pay for.
I'll probably get
you
got to
give us something.
Hospital. Probably getting put in hospital with a fucking mask on my face for fucking oxygen because
then
I said...
You're diverting. You're not telling... You're diverting.
I said
South Australia's your nemesis.
Take me to the roughest fucking pub in Adelaide, boy. And I woke up in hospital with a fucking mask on.
Yeah, there might be a reason for that, but... Yeah.
Wow.
What'd you do for a living, Johnny Come Lately? What was your...
No
were
comment.
Were you a plumber?
were you a plumber?
No comment.
They're after you, aren't they?
Okay. Wow, you're very mysterious, Johnny.
No. Anyway, I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
Oh, well. If you ask the right question, you never know what's going to happen.
He's very private.
What's your favorite star?
Why did you change your name from Yosarian?
I didn't. I got kicked off. I couldn't get back in with Yosarian.
No.
So I changed my name.
Have you ever called into the show sober? Hello?
I'm here.
I guess that's the end of him.
Yeah. He's in Tasmania. They got the Bass Strait. And it gets a bit windy down there. Probably knocks out the internet connection. So.
Yeah, Yosarian is... I know he doesn't get on with John LeBon.
No.
They're always good for a row.
Oh, he's come on here before. He's been muted. Because, for obvious reasons. But I thought it would be good to chat. And
yeah, he's a lurker.
Where he's at. Yeah. Yep.
It's all right.
But anyway, it's all right. It's all good. Like, I like different personalities and everything, but, yeah, it's just not to argue for the sake of arguing. That's the annoying part.
Some like it.
I know. There's a few people that love it. They think it's just great. But, and it's interesting to listen to, but only for a small time. There's too many big brain people here that, yeah, it's a good space to listen to, so.
Well, we actually have 6 people listening on the live stream channel right now, believe it or not, and they're all different. We got UK, New Zealand. New Zealand's listening. New Zealand, call in. We got someone in Adelaide. Do you think that's you? Are you?
No, I'm not, but it might be somebody else I know. Could be a mate.
Someone in Adelaide is logged in.
Yep.
And then I think Rolo's listening.
Rolo, he's messaged me. He just sent me some photos with his dog. He's listening. So.
Someone in the UK is listening. They don't say where. And someone in Richmond, Virginia. Oh, that's probably SMJ. Shout out.
SMJ. Jump on SMJ.
I think he's... And jump on SMJ. I reckon he'll be sober now.
Well, I'm sober. If you want someone sober to speak with, I'm sober. It's only 2 p.m. here, so I'm still sober.
All right, that's fine. I hear the birds chirping.
Yes, it's a constant because I like to be outside.
Rolly,
it's not the worst city to live in.
Thing, so.
Say that again.
Oh, I was just saying, Roy just sent a message, he's listening.
Yeah, well, we're not saying too much, so I know it's not exciting.
Don, Benoit.
Well, I'm still there, but I don't have much to say because life got to me. I'm not doing too much hours and I don't have time to follow much. And, most of what is happening to me is personal reflection. I don't listen to much people, really. I don't watch much things. I have a sad life, as it is right.
That's fine. Benoit, see if we can get a... We need to get a BitChute player in the Discord. I can't believe... no one has a Discord, a BitChute. BitChute is really...
BitChute's good, but you can't live stream or... It's just...
That's all right.
Does it get better on time? Because I gave up on BitChute because it was too slow. It was not working properly.
No, it does have some... Yeah, definitely.
It is slow. It is. Well, they don't have one server, allegedly. Allegedly, they use BitTorrent, but I don't see how they do that because BitTorrent implies that many people have a copy of the file. I don't see how they do that.
Well, it'd be a file sharing. It would be some sort of file sharing system. Like the more people that have it, the quicker it gets.
But nobody has it. When I watch BitChute, I don't have any of these videos on my computer. So how does that work? I think they're just a regular old client server system that's slow because they don't have a million computers like Google. Google probably has a million computers all over the place, server farms. Yeah. And that just costs big money, incredible money.
Yeah.
Just the air conditioning alone is probably crazy.
And where do they get the money to pay for that? It's not can't be from the revenue.
It's from Afghanistan.
Exactly. Do we know?
Poppy seeds.
Yeah, that's all it can be, isn't it? I mean, it just cannot be a genuine business.
No. I agree. Same with Facebook.
It's just ridiculous.
No, 100% agree. Why are they at war in Afghanistan for all these years?
The poppy fields.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a story I do believe that the Taliban had the total flow of heroin reduced to 800 kilos a year before the Allies took over the poppy fields, got it back up to their 800 or 900 tons a year.
But it's exactly right, because there was no reason for the Americans to go back into Iraq and everything. There's no reason for it at all. And they sold this massive idea to everybody.